tomorrow's news today.
We're entering the 291st day of the return of the American Republic in our desperate attempt to save the West from the globalists. Planetary collapse, depopulation, post-industrial, great reset plan. It is Friday, November 7th, 2025. I am your embattled host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the battle-scarred halls of the legendary InfoWars Studios in Austin, Texas. Okay. The planets are aligned. All the evidence is there. The corporate media hype in China, Europe, the U.S., everywhere is. 1929, 2.0 is here. Trump is Herbert Hoover. He's going to be blamed. They are on every channel that it's 1929, that it's imminent. Now, they've been trying to crash the market since March, and it failed. But now with the government shutdown and a bunch of the other maneuvers they've done, and with the absolute hype about the AI bubble being too big, which it is a bubble, but only a bubbles are of innovation and things are going to grow us out of this. I'm not even saying AI is the thing. The point is, powerful globalist forces, the BlackRock forces, on the surface have capitulated to Trump and his America First agenda, but right beneath the surface, they've redoubled them. And they've already moved at least $5 trillion into the stock market of the EU in the last 10 months, and tens of trillions of other equity, private equity, into other sectors. They're not sure if the U.S. or China will win this, so they've decided to wait it out on the sidelines and just crash the whole thing, buy it up for pennies on the dollar, just like 1929, which was totally engineered. That's been declassified. It's all come out. And it was 10 years of hell after that, which is the Great Reset. It's what they want. And they're going to have release new viruses as the pretext to whatever it takes to shut down the economy and then roll out the robots and all of that, because they'll be able to deliver medicine and food and everything during the next big pandemic that'll be 1,000 times worse in reality than what we saw with just the beta test that was COVID. And I've wargamed all this out. So here's the bottom line. This is all I do. I have a complete map of the whole thing in my head with spoken word. It is hard to give you every little factoid, though I do a great job overall of doing that with guests and myself. But I know what the fuck I'm talking about, okay? I know my shit up one side and down the other. I don't even like cussing, but the public's so into it now, and people take things more serious if you say it, so fuck. Shit, fuck, goddamn it. Excuse me, Lord. The point is that if that'll get you to listen, and the incredible peril we're in, then I'll do it, because I got a big vocabulary. Usually I only cuss in my life if I slam my hand in the door or hit my thumb with a hammer. And I certainly don't take the Lord's name in vain. I just did that as an example, and God knows I don't mean it. So the point is that I'm going to explain all this in the next hour, and there's a chance to stop it. But bare minimum, even if they get away with this, triggering it, they're not going to get away with not getting the blame. And I guarantee you that it'll be their Waterloo, and it will accelerate the destruction of the globalists. And most of their own people say, let's not do it, it's too dangerous. But there are a bunch of powerful forces that feel like they're insulated, and, you know, the shadowy owners, the Rothschilds and others, of BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, and your investment money, they're doing it. And they tried to push some stuff for a limited crash, for control. That didn't work. And now their whole power structure is being dismantled. There's a whole new multipolar world forming. And our populist movement is, Trump's just one representation of it, is exploding everywhere. We're running the tables. We're dominating. We're running circles around them. It was a football game. It's 50 to nothing right now. Okay? But that's in the awakening and in dismantling their crap. But they've still got the power to crash the market, and it's everywhere. They're making their move. I mean, it may crash today. It may crash next week. I mean, they are trying as hard as they can right now, like Yosemite Sam when he's stomping on somebody. I mean, it is unbelievable. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday. That's 3.5 days.
to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra, Methylene, Blue, and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be shut down. They have a state receiver. Said it could be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Show's network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, nobody ever said taking the planet back from the transhumanist death cult New World Order system was going to be easy. And, I mean, we forecasted all. They said what they would do. The globalists said if Trump won, they would try to tank the stock market and kill the recovery. They also bragged all the usual suspects. Fauci that, oh, a new pandemic will be hitting Trump just like last time. You will see. And, of course, they're going to go with the race war, riots, civil war, one battle after another, weather underground system. So they've got those prongs out there. Cyber attacks to be blamed on the Russians. They've all pre-programmed that. And they pre-program it in their war games and in their policy level papers years before. And I go, okay, that's their plan. They would say, we'll use the virus for control, Operation Lockstep, UN Disease X symposiums. I mean, just type in what I'm saying. He'd spend years studying each thing I tell you. So I don't just say these words. I see leftists watch the show. They come and they go, he just spews words. Because you don't know any of it. Every damn thing I say, you can take it and go research every term. And it's a huge area. And I'm sorry, the left and so many people are invincibly ignorant and stupid and just mindless. And are cheering on the globalists that literally want a post-human world, you stupid jackasses. But that's how predators are. If you are a bunch of sheep, if you are a bunch of uninformed idiots that won't stand up for yourselves, the vacuum is filled by the very worst people. That's how evil works, is you get some corrupt people, then some evil people, then some super evil people, then some ultra evil people, until you get just totally nihilistic, blow the planet up, devil operatives. That's the final form. And so technology and civilization is very complex. With moral, hardworking, smart people, it's hard to build and harder to keep it together. Everybody knows about, you know, you'll have a businessman or a successful company, a family business, whatever it is, and for a generation or so it does really great. In the old days with great morals, it might last two or three generations, but then it always becomes decadent, corrupt, evil, falls apart. Just the way it is. And it's the same thing with civilizations. Everybody knows the saying because it's true. Hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make hard times. That's the cycle. And this is the mega cycle of all the good times since the end of World War II. 80 years of let the good times roll. And Trump's trying to get real jobs, real industry, real systems in and innovate with more production because there's no way we're getting out of the inflation. We can just slow it. But with innovation, it won't matter because there'll be more products. And so there'll just be larger numbers on it, but you'll be paid more. The other plan by the UN, by the globalist, a planned austerity system, feudalism. For those who don't know what that is, type it in. The oldest and most common form of government in history. Back 90% of governments until about 1800 were feudalist. Look it up. And 5, 6, 7,000 years ago, 99% of society was feudal. But people don't know what feudalism is. You better find out about it. Because the globalists in their own white papers, I had Jay Diner 2 weeks ago, with a top Pentagon, Stanford Research Institute, PhD, 1982, master class, two-year textbook for anthropology, sociology, political science, gurus, taught at all the major elite universities, saying everything I just said, but it's good. And there's hundreds of these damn textbooks. I mean, that's how I know all this, because you can read stuff they wrote 50 years ago. We're here. 40 years ago. We're here. They're getting it done. So here's the big news. With the government shutdown and all the hype and attacks on the AI bubble and having reporters and globalists on every channel every day for the last 2 months, and now it's come to a crescendo, building towards a finale, with Andrew Ross Sorkin on every channel, the book 1929, Inside the Greatest Crash in Wall Street History and How It Shattered a Nation, and then they're all talking about the total collapse here. Now, you have one of these now with 90% or more of the population being totally unself-sufficient, not knowing how to skin a buck, run a trot line, not knowing how to grow a garden, not having any backup. We were over 50% self-sufficient in the Great Depression. Over 50% of the households could live all alone forever on their 40 to 100 acres. 90% of the public lived in rural areas, and more than half of them could survive all by themselves other than needing medicine and things like that. My dad's farm and ranch where he grew up, old homestead going back to the 1830s, but before that, Mexican land grants, the old family Bible, bought it from the Mexicans. We still got a few thousand acres of the stuff we bought, tens of thousands of acres, from the Mexicans. They had everything. Ducks, chickens, pigs, cows, horses, mules, everything. And they grew cotton, and they grew corn. And they had a huge garden right out behind the house. It was about an acre big that produced so much damn food. My grandmother would load up her Lincoln Continental whenever she'd go into town. That's what she drove. And my grandpa drove an old Ford truck, white Ford truck. When I was a kid, he was driving like a early 60s truck still. And long story short, she just loaded up every time she went to town, and she'd see old poor white people or old poor black people. She knew them all. She'd just pull over on the 20-mile drive to the town and just hand out watermelons, hand out squash, hand out carrots, hand out everything. And she'd say, "We're going to pull in here and check on this old lady." And she'd whip in and go in and give her a big bag of peas and some fresh collard greens and pat the old lady on the head that she knew and leave. And that's just how people were, though. And it was just a normal thing you did. Now, those are the people we had during the Great Depression. Those people aren't around anymore, folks. We go into a full depression. Everything is going to shut down. Bill Gates has already bought up and other globalists most of the farmland. They're planning to only give you the bugs and the garbage and the poison during this. And then it's going to be a new plague, a new virus. That's why they're getting all the robots and self-driving around, so they'll bring you the food and the robots will load it and it'll all train you to be locked down. They admit all this plan. And they're gearing up for this right now. That's right. The Disney movie WALL-E is not a fictional movie, but a time machine into the future. That was made, what, 15 years ago? Well, here we are. WALL-E is now real. This is all coming to an end. And Trump was trying to innovate our way out of it, but they are trying to crash the stock market everywhere. I'll sit there at night, did it last night, turn on the television, turn on cable, only do it to monitor the enemy. And I sat there for like an hour and a half just flipping back and forth. It was just crash, 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 crash. They're not even hiding what they're trying to do. Well, hopefully, because Trump stopped them from crashing it so far. People are like, well, I don't care. I'm not in the stock market. Or, well, it is overvalued. We're in a horrible economic position. We've got to grow out of it, innovate out of it. We're still going to have even worse inflation if the stock market crashes. So if it crashes, all these companies and the companies that service those companies are going to not have capital, and there's going to be the gigantic layoffs, and you add to all this, it'll make the government shutdown look like a cakewalk. So everywhere the globalist publications are, consumer sentiment near lowest ever. Coldest blizzard in 200 years set to hit. Oh, I thought we had global warming. You know what that does to the economy? On and on and on. Oh, the AI bubble is breaking, and I've got the graphs here. Oh, suddenly, for the first time, the AI graphs are going down today. Stock market down today. They're just teeing it up right now. It's time to get out. It's time to get out. And then if you're just all about profit and you went and invested in all these companies, you've tripled or quadrupled your money last few years, you're sitting there going, okay, I'm getting out. I'm not blaming you if you do, but here's the deal. We have this full crash. You better be ready to wait 10 years for you to get your money back. And that's if you survive the planned post-industrial collapse of civilization to carry out the depopulation. So no, I'm not in the stock market, though I study it because I like to be completely, quote, clean and totally objective. But if I was in the stock market, I would stay in the stock market. Now, that's one path where they can crash it and not bring it back for 10 years. They're so greedy and evil, they'll probably just crash it for a year or so to the midterms, try to totally discredit Trump, have the Supreme Court rule against his tariff deal, which is totally constitutional. But I'll tell you this, in the Supreme Court in the next 2 weeks, and it can be as early as next week, if they rule against Trump's tariffs to make it look like they're not the bad guys and didn't do it, the stock market, I believe, will bounce for a week. It's going to go up. But then sometime after that, they're going to totally plunge it. Or they may plunge it ahead of the ruling against the tariffs, because that's exactly what they did to Herbert Hoover, who came in with tariffs. We'd already had tariffs, but they'd been cut some, so he just brought them back. Had nothing to do with the stock market crash. It came out. You know, Joe Kennedy talked about how he got the warning a week before, how it was going to happen, how to get out. He did. And the globalists wanted to crash it so they could buy it all up. The Rothschilds did that and brag about it and write about it in books that are family, you know, authorized biographies. The 1815 one's the most famous. They had almost complete control of the London Stock Exchange, the most powerful one in the world then, and still to a great extent, you know, second, really only, or third to China and the U.S. So, yeah, they have formulas and they have pre-programming, but the point is they've got the turkey is done. The oven went ding. The timer went ding, and so they'll probably crash it if they're able to before the Supreme Court. That way they can have the cake and eat it too and blame it on Trump's tariff uncertainty and AI bubble and then have them rule against Trump and then to make themselves look good, the stock market will plunge a bunch but bounce a little bit then and then start going straight down. So it'll probably go boom, up a little bit, zoom. And again, the enemy hasn't decided their exact plan yet from everything I'm seeing. But they got the gun loaded. The turkey's coming out of the oven. They got the knife and the big fork out. And daddy's getting ready to cut up the turkey. Oh, yeah, Look at that. Oh, the Supreme Court's told Trump tariffs are illegal $3 trillion tax. No, they're not. You don't have to buy those goods. The tariffs overseas against us are a tax against our national sovereignty and our jobs and our workforce and our national security. But technically, it's a regulatory move, and it's a penalty. It's a fine. And the Supreme Court's ruled five times previously that other presidents did what Trump's done was legal. Totally. I already covered that yesterday. So this is it. This is the big one. And I've seen them doing this. I've covered it a lot, but I know we have a powerful broadcast. I didn't want to contribute overhyping it because Trump has been able to beat him back so far. But now the assault to get the crash going is so, I mean, it's 10 times the hoopla it was 8 months ago. And then you got the shutdown as destroying confidence and making a lot of people have to cash in on investments to take care of their family members and people. So, you know, myself being bankrupt with all the lawsuits and the attacks and everything, I never had that much money, not 1% of what they claim, but I had money where poorer family and things were in a car wreck, needed surgery, you know, things like that. I had family, you know, that I love and care about, cousins, you name it, other people call up and say, hey, I really need help. And I'm, you know, oh, here's $10,000 for surgery. You know, here's, oh my gosh, you know, your house had a fire and, you know, your car's broken down. Well, you know, here's $5,000. I don't have the money now to help my family. My extended family. They, Democrats in the last, you know, 3 years sued my parents, spent millions doing it. My parents never had that much. Now they're literally paycheck to paycheck or, Social Security to Social Security. I mean, they're literally out of money, double mortgage on their house from a house that didn't have a mortgage on it that they paid for over the years with cash. They got the money first. Built on a huge house, but it's a nice house. It's actually pretty humble. And that's what the enemy did. And I'm not whining myself. I'm saying I know what it feels like. And you know what? It's a good thing. Because I was a little too fat and happy when I didn't have to worry about my bills. And so no weapon formed against us will prosper because it's gotten my head screwed on a lot straighter where I literally have almost no money. Any money I have coming in goes to legal battles just to fight the globalists. And that's fine. They think they've hurt me. They actually have done nothing to me but make me more focused, more clear, more hungry. And while they're in the establishment, fat, dumb, and happy, I'm out here in the jungle like the Viet Cong with my AK-47 and my rice bowl squatting in the mud. I'm getting stronger. They're getting weaker. But the general public, when all of this hits them, they have no idea how bad this is. I mean, I know a lot of you that have lived and been around, and you're like, oh, we know. Yeah. And you know how much more self-sufficient our parents and their parents were than us. And people were a lot more moral back then. So this is going to be spectacularly horrible. All I can say is, thank God we've got the Second Amendment. Thank God the Democrats don't control most of the rural areas. And thank God we built a real media system, not just myself, but the whole ecosystem of populist, Christian, conservative, common sense, survivalist mentality, that if they're able to execute this, you know, we think second, third, fourth, you know, effects, right? I know you do. I know I do. And, woo, boy, if I was the New World Order, I'd be so, I mean, all these people worth $100 billion, whatever, and they've got bunkers, and everybody knows where their bunkers are, and even the bunkers they've got up, you know, up by the ice line in places like Canada and in Tasmania, all the locals that service them hate them, all their security teams just cannot wait to slit their throats. Now, there's smarter billionaires that understand what's going on, and they've got very trusted people that are basically in the family. But I mean, this is conjuring hell on earth.
Yeah, there's Yahoo Finance. Are we starting a global stock market crash in the face? Are we staring at a global stock market crash in the face? Yes, we're staring a global stock market crash in the face because you guys are hyping the living snot out of it. Careful what you wish for. Like Garth Brooks said, some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. Oh, my goodness. When I was younger, I'd say sometimes prayers are things I wanted. And I never got it. But as I got older and more mature, really 17, 18, and intense experiences with the Holy Spirit, then it was like, no, you're not supposed to ask for stuff. You're supposed to ask to do my will and what is the mission. And then you're supposed to ask for it to get others to ask for it. And you know what? I have never, when I've been moved by the Holy Spirit, to then ask for something. Because I already know what I'm supposed to ask for. God's telling me. God wants me to, with free will, say, okay, I asked for it. I've never been refused a prayer. That's why I don't do it a lot. I just say, what's your mission? And that's it. Because then when I start receiving information, it's like, I know it's the Holy Spirit, but it's still so hardcore. I'm like, I'm even afraid to ask for that. I mean, whoa, are you kidding me? That's God-fearing, where I'm like, I'm afraid to execute that order, sir. So, because it's like Mission Impossible with God. This is your mission should you choose to accept it. Now, there's cases with the prophets where they weren't doing what God was telling them, so he turned them right back in the right direction. But with me, I'm always like, what's the direction you want me to go? What's the direction you want me to go? But I do balk at some of it. And I'm trying to train myself just to do whatever God tells me. It's just sometimes it's like. But, you know, we all do that. We don't want to step into our full power. Because it's an awesome thing when you're someone intelligent, the ignorant love power. When you're intelligent and been around and had power, by degrees increasing, it's a weight. And it's a responsibility. And you know in God's plan it's going to end up good what comes out of it, but there's also a lot of wreckage in it. And so it's like, can this cup pass for me, God? Can you find somebody else to do it? And God's like, yeah, you're out there to stir people up and find them and get them moving. But I got more work for you, sonny boy. I'm just at this point, I'm just like, all right, thank you, sir. May I have another? But with it all comes more discernment, more will, more strength, more power. And the more power you get, the more you don't want it. Like it says, when we're finally at the white throne judgment and we're getting our rewards and all these great crowns, throwing them down at God's feet. No, we don't want it. We just want to be in your presence. No. No. But I'm going to stop the preaching. When we come back, I'm going to start drilling into it. And Steve Bannon gets it. He says, 1,000,000,000% red alert. This is maximum go time. All the games are over. It's time to crush the enemy at every level. In every sphere of influence. It's time to go for broke, folks. Swing for the fences, because the war for the future of humanity just begun. Everything else was just a prelude. The kickoff to the main event starts now.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
To AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, in your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, Reverend, please come quick. 'Cause I got something to admit. I met a man out in the sticks, a good old miss. He drove a series tank Cadillac and wore a cigar on his lip. Don't you know Liddell wears a suit and tie? Saw him driving down the 61 in early July. White as a cotton field and sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. And he said, I know you, young man. I know you by the state of your hands. You're a six-string picker, just as I am.
All right, here's what I want to do. I'm going to give the number out for first-time callers to to give me your take on what I just said in the last 30 minutes. I mean, it's not even debatable. The establishment, the media, the Black Rocks, the globalists are Bloomberg, all of it, just Wall Street Journal. Trump's an idiot. The tariffs are horrible. There's going to be a depression while they try to suck all the money out into the EU and while they run the shutdown and while they hype that the AI bubble is going to pop when it's far from even getting going. If you look at the model, and it's got all its problems with AI, but job-wise, everything goes with it, this is bigger than the desktop computer. I mean, times a thousand. I mean, it's human expansionism with all these technologies is unlimited. The globalists are all about killing progress and killing expansion because they're what? Feudalists. They call themselves neo-feudalists. In their textbooks, I've shown you with Jay Dyer. They're returning us to feudalism. That's what the Great Reset is. If you don't know what feudalism is, it's where the nobility, the rulers, the controllers, have them as the top class. Then you have the legalese, bureaucrat class. You have the warrior class. And then you have a very small local merchant class that serves the top merchant class. And it's a monopoly and oligopolies. And then you've got 90% of people that are kept on tiny pieces of land at subsistence level and have no rights to travel, go anywhere. They're tied to the land. It's called serfdom. And in Japan until 100 years ago or so, 120 years ago, in Russia until about 150 years ago, in what is Germany today, 150 years ago, that's when it all stopped. They were feudal serfs. And you couldn't leave the land, and you lived there your whole life, and you were owned. Now, with the colonies, people came over here and they started getting rid of that, but they still had indentured servitude, and you still had sharecropping, where you don't own the land, but you get a little percentage of the money. You got to buy from the company store. You can't go buy stuff other places. You got to get ripped off in your contract from the people you're a slave to. So it's slavery-like. But somebody who's actually a slave, like black slaves here, well, they would know that you're actually, you know, we'll chain your ass up if you don't do what you say. If you run away as a sharecropper, because you're always in debt, or you run away as an indentured servant, they just put you in a forced labor prison. Tanning hides or hats with mercury. And they knew you didn't live too long working at that. That's what prisoners are for. With your bare hands brushing on that mercury. That's why they said mad as a hatter. Guys, just go to Google and ask her, ChatGPT. Where does the term mad as a hatter come from? In the process of curing hats, top hats, all that, they used mercury and other toxic chemicals. And so the people that worked in the hat factories were called hatters. And that's why they say that man is as mad as a hatter. Because you know what mercury poison does? It turns you into a psychotic lunatic. So does lead. Why were the Romans so warlike? They were the first to start lining their pots, water pots, with lead. Mad Hatter. Yeah, no, we know the Mad Hatter is in Alice in Wonderland. No, we don't mean the character Mad Hatter. Where does the term Mad Hatter originate from? The term Mad Hatter comes from the real-life occupational hazard of mercury poisoning that affected hat makers in the 18th and 19th centuries. They inhaled mercury fumes used to make felt hats, which caused neurological symptoms like tremors, irrational behavior, and mental confusion, a condition nicknamed Hatter or Shakes or Mad Hatter disease. Mercury poisoning, hatters used mercury nitrate to treat animal fur to make felt for hats. But I digress. And we are a poison population. Americans, full of heavy metals, full of all these toxins. And we're becoming mad as hatters. So you need to chelate. And there's ways to do that. But warning, if you're super toxic, you better take a week off when you take it. Stuff like zeolites and things. because it ain't going to feel good. And your piss is going to be basically between green and black. But I know the liberals watch the show. They go, oh, this guy, he just says terms. Notice you can take anything I say and just type it in. No, you're ignorant, not me. And you wear your ignorance about the left as an invincibility shield of moronic idiocy. Hundreds of interviews I've seen where they just talk to the soccer moms, all of them in New York. Why are you from Mondami? Well, everything should be free. Well, how, where's the money come from? I don't know. I just hope. Now, the Mondami knows it's designed to collapse things, but in the process, get more and more control and steal most of the money. So let me get to Bannon, because this all ties into it and how they're trying to trigger a MAGA civil war. And levels of this civil war are healthy. We want to be America first. We need to have free speech. We need to get rid of these guilts that people have, and we need to move the Overton window where all free speech is 100% go, and we have an open college of debate and ideas. It's healthy that the spell of censorship in the general public is broken. But why is the left promoting it and celebrating it and believing it's going to bring down Trump? Because if it goes to a certain, not even extreme, but certain destination they want it to, then it's a bad thing. I'll explain coming up next hour. I'm going to have some key clips. Because I don't get up here and talk about what's going to get ratings. If I wanted to, I could come in here with hot topic after hot topic, hot clip, and dominate everyone. I've been absolute number one before without even doing that. But I kind of was younger and liked things that I liked that were entertaining. So the show was kind of for me, which it was kind of for you. So I would still just do with like, you know, oh, it's effective politically. And it does some good. But boy, this is really hilarious. Let's just laugh at this idiot leftist all day or, you know, whatever. But I realize I'm not talking to people that don't want to be absolutely serious and say things. Things are way too dangerous. We're way too far down the line. So a lot of you tune in, you hear basic philosophy and breakdowns. You're like, I already know this. Remember, that's because you've graduated. Maybe before you even tuned into me, you knew all this. That's why you tune in, because you know I'm accurate. We're teachers. We're trying to educate other people here. So forgive me sometimes if I'm repetitive. This is an emergency beacon. Alert, alert. And then the message. Alert, alert. The message. You know, if the dam breaks and it's going to flood the town of 10,000 and kill them in 10 minutes, and you're on the local emergency radio station and the emergency head calls up and says, tell people to evacuate. You know, go, hold on. A new song just came out. It's number one. I want to play this song a few times first. There's time to go to the football game and, you know, play with Sally Rottencrotch's pretty pink panties later. We have serious stuff. The house is burning down right now. And Bannon gets the urgency. I mean, if you think the COVID lockdowns were bad, 30 million dead from the shots worldwide, if you think all that was bad, that was a mere test. Bill Gates admits it. They've got new pandemics loaded, new lockdowns that are so bad, that's the only way they'll force adoption of the self-driving cars and robots when we're all locked down. We got to be ready to say no to all that. They've got economic crash loaded right now. They've got cyber attacks set, power outages set, new wars set, race war. They've been trying to get going. That's what they really wanted, because they already tried the virus and it didn't work. And then they tried to crash things, but that didn't work because Trump outmaneuvered them. And so now they're just going back to all their tactics and just intensifying. And because of the shutdown, day 37, 38, what is it now? I haven't even gotten to that yet, but you know the carnage. 10% of the flights canceled. On average, flights delayed 3-4 hours. They said it'll be worse by next week. 20-30% cut. Devastating business. Already airport workers are saying, you need to tell folks, do not try to fly. So it's on. This is how you take down a powerful republic that became an empire from within. And they're trying it. And the bureaucratic class and the globalist overlords think they're going to somehow trigger all this, do this, and that they're not going to get the blame for what they've done. We know they won't get the blame from their totally dumbed down constituency, but the majority of people know. But it's do or die to let the globalists know at your city council. It goes all the way from the bottom to the top. On C-SPAN, at the Capitol, when your congressperson is in the district, calling into, you know, talk radio, sending emails, telling your friends and family, get up in front of your church. This is the urgency. Maybe you've been going to a church 10 years. You've never asked to speak before the church. If your church doesn't have that, they're not a real church. And you, okay, it's embarrassing to get up in front of there and warn everybody. You don't know exactly what to say. God will speak through you. The point is, it's urgency. You're going to wait for a total collapse, civil war? See, if you won't stand up and speak out now, you're never going to shoot the guys with blue helmets. And we don't want to shoot the guys with blue helmets. The UN isn't going to come with blue helmets here. It comes through the bureaucracy, through the system, through the colleges, through the banks, in the school, brainwashing your kid to be a trainee, and you never know about it. He's meeting with Viktor Orban right now. I'm hungry. Oh, I need to get to this Bannon thing, but let's back that up a couple minutes. I want to get the reporter's question. But I never finish my points, so I jump to the next. I don't get up here and say stuff to hype things. All right? I have a model of news and information where we'd have three or four times the viewers if I just made the show an entertainment show making fun of leftists. And I get it. Most conservatives, you know, care, but being a patriot's kind of a hobby, and, you know, they're kind of a normalcy bias, and it's just, you know, it's fun to look at how dumb the left is. And, you know, no, this is academic. This is serious. We have gigantic audience, you know, covering serious stuff. That's great. My point when making that is, I'm not up here telling you that we're 2 minutes to midnight economically with these economic terrorists because it's shocking and it's fear porn and you'll listen to the radio and turn it up. I'm trying to get you to share this everywhere and get the information. You know what's going on. You know I'm telling the truth. And warn people. Because we may be past the point of stopping a stock market crash and the Great Reset 2.0 forced on us. Trump's got a lot of tricks up his sleeves, and I'm praying. I mean, but we need to expose who's behind the crash ahead of it if they're able to get it off, because then they're screwed the next few moves. So I'm already moved on to the point of, all right, looks like we probably, I got a bad feeling, okay? And I tell you, the left makes fun of us when they go, oh, we say pray. That's because they have no connection to God. God's listening. Pray for discernment. Pray our enemies be exposed. Pray that we can get this economy going. I know the stock market's corrupt and evil and all the rest of it, but the globalists that run it are trying to kill it right now to jerk our chain. Pray that the stock market go up. Pray that our enemies trying to bring us into a time of literal famine be defeated. Pray that whatever God's will is of justice be brought upon the new head of the WEF that replaced Klaus Schwab, Larry Fink, who I always said was really his boss, which, as you see, is true. And the justice, not by our hand, but by God's will, against Bill Gates and against Barack Obama and all of them. Pray that God deliver us from these monsters. But then you've got to speak out. You've got to educate. You've got to go out and engage people. God just doesn't want you to sit there and pray. God wants you to ask God for help and direction, and then God will lead you in what you're going to do. It may be small, it may be big. I said this last week, and I had so many emergencies I didn't do it. Believe me, I want to do it. But I want to show you, you know, I actually want to do it. The answer, a caller called in like a week and a half ago, and he said, we just need to, the food banks are all running out. Most of them are out now. We have to go out and give to the churches, give to the food banks, and then educate the public this is happening and let people know there is food there. Now most food banks are out. And we're, you know, 5-6 days into no EBT working. It's going to get a lot worse. I'm surprised there hasn't been more violence. Thank God there's only been a little bit of an increase in crime and some little bit of looting here and there. But it's going to get worse. So we have to, and see, some people are lazy. A lot of them are handicapped. The point is, real charity was always supposed to be us through the churches. And then now, you know, through the nonprofits. But the point is that despite everything I'm doing, I am going to get to the store today and then go to a food bank and you know, donate. more importantly, to show people what to do and to explain that it's up to us. And will that save the world by itself? Will you delivering a grocery cart of food to people in need? And, you know, I don't want our hardworking blue-collar folks and people out there, because I've seen statistically they're the ones that give. It's all the nouveau riche and the upper middle class that just cares about freedom but still sees it as like a spectacle. The wealthy people, the nouveau riche, the ultra rich, and I know there's a lot of behind the scenes that are giving, they just don't talk about it. Now is the time, and I don't single him out, but take Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson, I have people that knew this for years, a lot of people know him, I know the family, know his dad well. Mel Gibson gives like half his money to charity secretly. Kids for surgeries and, you know, things. I mean, just, you know, and because Mel's a private guy. Well, he's really mad if you find out about it. Maybe, Mel, it's time for you to publicly give and explain, because people respect you and you can explain why they need to do it, because there's not enough Mel Gibsons to go around. And that's just a little side point. I know that, there's something good I can say about George Strait, who I love, who won't get politically the same as he, but I know he's a listener and his crew's a listener and I know him and everything. He won't. You go to his concert, he told people donate here to veterans and veterans' houses. He donates massive amounts a year for veterans who are disabled, for nice little homes for them. I mean, behind the scenes, he's an angel as well. So kind of Mel Gibson is political and public, but not about his giving. Whereas Strait is private about his politics, but public about his giving. Kind of combine those two, you have the perfect animal right there. But we need, and I'm not calling Mel Gibson out, I'm just saying, that is my humble opinion. I understand you don't want to look like you're this big, great guy. Well, you are. So, and people respect you, so they need to hear why they should do it. Okay? Oh, God. And charity does start in the info war. You know, you tithe, the local church doesn't do anything. You support InfoWars. It's not some tax-exempt stuff. You're literally supporting the point-blank range truth against the globalist, and you're then supporting a guy who the New York Times admitted turned out never really had any resources and has none now, and that's the big joke on them. Even they shut us down with the new network. I'm just an employee. They harass me. I have almost no money, but we just take all the money and expand with all these badass reporters and people. It's hilarious. They thought my leverage point was money. But I need money for the operation. So I like the fact God even allowed this to happen to purify me where I don't even get the money or any of you. So, because I was already 95% going into it. Well, now it's 99%. It's hilarious how I'm not saying God's hilarious, but it's funny how it just, you laugh later when it's so cool what God does. And how every curse is a blessing when it comes from the enemy. So I need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I don't own it. So when they shut down InfoWars, the receiver was here again yesterday. He said, I don't know, maybe next week, maybe December 15th. We don't know. We might try to sell the assets. We'll see what kind of auction we're going to have, but we know they're not going to let anybody that wants to buy it for us to stay on air will be able to. So we're just like, okay, whatever. I'm just, you know, whatever. Got the new network backup system ready. But the point is, TheAlexJonesStore.com has, I mean, just like my information is awesome, would I sell you something that isn't incredible? No, I want you to sell you something that works great, is really good for you, that blows you away. I have people all the time say, is that stuff you sell work? I've had like cousins and people and folks I've known for decades. And I go, well, how long have you known me? I mean, have I ever BS'd you? No, you're a great straight shooter. But they get this idea from the media. Oh, supplements don't work. Is that why Whole Foods' biggest section is supplements? What do you think all this stuff is? Is there scam stuff, TV ads, you know, is there stuff they sell at the gas station, you know, that's bad for you? They call a supplement. Yeah, but it'll sure as hell get you higher than a kite. It works. Bad for you. What we sell is the best. The ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And it ends Sunday at midnight, 25% off store wide on top of 50% off on all the supplements. That's a loss leader right there when you sign up for AutoShip in your profile. And you cancel any time. It's just, you know, whether you pick a month or 2 months, whenever you want to reorder, it's your profile. And then it locks in for 50% off in the future. You get it. You love it. And then you don't cancel and you keep getting it shipped every month, or, you know, order it You 50% off on AutoShip. You don't like it. Comes in a couple days. Yeah, I don't really feel anything, which is not going to happen. And then if you want, you just cancel. See how that works? So it's a commitment where it's not even a commitment. It's just committing to believe me and see how good ultramethylene blue is. Because it's the one that 99.5% of people just are blown away by, and all the studies now incredible, and we have the best. You know, the Shilajit takes a week to kick in. Irish CMOS, you'll feel some of the effects right away, but it gets better and better. A few weeks to build up. Ultimate Life Force, that kicks in about a day. With certain things you'll notice if you're a man in the morning, but that's a side effect. That's how good it is for you. Your cardiovascular, yeah, for me, better than Viagra. It's not that I need Viagra, but, you know, I hit 40 11 years ago. My doctor's like, hey, you're having your yearly checkup. Let me give you a Viagra prescription. And I was like, sure. Saw him about 6 months later. He goes, how was it? I go, I never took it. I took one and I saw blue. I kind of, I saw like a blue haze and didn't, I never really have a problem in that department. But yeah, maybe. And then he goes, well, here, try Cialis. Now, I'll tell you, that's 2 days of hard. I mean, just, we're adults here. The point is, oh, Cialis, definitely. Oh, yeah. Ultimate Life Force, 3 or 4 days builds up in you. Just take, you know. People saw that with Nitric Boost, too, and it's different compounds. But it has that side effect even better. So this stuff isn't a game, people. All right, we're not selling stuff like, oh, this is good for your heart. Well, when you wake up in the morning, you're like, whoa, what's going on? It's like you're 15 years old again. That's because this stuff isn't a joke. TheAlexShowStore.com. But I got to tell you, Ultimate Life Force is better than Nitro Boost for your heart and everything. It has more badass ingredients, and it's a different formula. For the boing department, just as it's the Nitro Boost, which we're almost run out of, but we're going to get some more of that. All right, I'm out of control here. I'm sorry. Let me give you the toll-free number to join us here on air. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And you see me getting into humor and stuff because this stuff's so heavy. I'm just like you. I want to escape too. I wish I could watch old-fashioned Johnny Carson. I wish it was the good old days and stuff wasn't so bad. I could go to a ball game and not feel bad about it or go fishing. But we're in the crisis mode right now. This is all hands on deck. This is it. Because this sucker goes down. Woo! We are going to be treated to Road Warrior on steroids meets Viggo Mortensen's The Road meets World War Z with Brad Pitt with a bunch of tranny pedos and machine guns running around on top of it as gravy. We'll be right back with hour number two.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Oh. receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too.
Left Democrats, every damn channel there are celebrating the Tucker Carlson Republican Nick Fuentes Civil War. And as usual, I was right at the heart of orchestrating all of it. And I don't say that with pleasure. I say that because God told me that. And I haven't revealed this yet. I've told the crew this a few years ago. They're like, we don't dislike Nick Fuentes, but why do you have him on, and what is your interest in him? And I told them, I said, it's not my show that's going to end up making him a big factor. I said, got the nose. I was like, God's like, get close to that guy. Try to influence him. And then I'm given the next piece of the mission, just like Joe Rogan. God put me close to Joe Rogan. I never sought him out. 1998, met him, became friends by 99, hung out a ton. 2000, 2006, 7, 8. I mean, we were young. He would get me tickets, go to UFC all the time. We'd come to town, dinner all the time. We were like, hung out a lot back then. And that's why I've never been a hypocrite. I mean, I'm a Christian, but I haven't done that in many, many years. But back then, we go to topless bars and stuff after his comedy shows, whatever. The point is that I know Joe well. Well, let's just say we've taken hallucinogens together quite a few times. And I never lied to people about that. I don't like hard drugs. I don't take opiates. I don't take speed, cocaine. I've tried it all, here and there. I never shot anything. But, I mean, drugs are really bad, folks. Kids, stay away from them. But I've taken mushrooms, LSD, you name it. But the point is that I've taken it more than a few times with Joe. And it was about 15 years ago, as he kind of got into podcasting, partially because of me, and I came in studio, and he wanted my advice, names of equipment, all that. And I always thought he was going to be important, even when he was just a comedy show online, smoking pot, making jokes. And by the way, he never even started smoking pot till about when I first knew Joe. He didn't smoke pot. Started getting into it with Eddie Bravo. He met after me at their dojo or their place where they do the. My point is, I'll get more into this later because I can't tell the story now. But I've said on air, you can find the clips, a decade ago when I was getting pissed at Joe, and then when I went after him. Because I knew he was hanging out with the left, the globalists. He was getting co-opted by them. I knew the people that were on the shows, the professors, were CIA from my sources. And I knew he was joining the dark side. And I started calling Joe up about it, calling him out. And saying, you're joining the wrong team. And that was because literally before Joe was even a big deal. I mean, he was a big deal with the TV show and Fear Factor and UFC, but not what he is today. I knew Joe was going to be a big deal. I said it. And so God put me in a position to know him right off the bat. And it's the same thing with Nick Fuentes, knowing him 9 years. So I'm like a heat-seeking missile. And I'm literally, it's crazy when you just tune into the Force. I don't mean that in a Star Wars way. That's an analogy of how it really works, the spirit. We'll be right back. So we'll get into that coming up. Stay with us. We're talking about now they're trying to create a depression, a stock market crash straight ahead. Share those live feeds, Paul Revere. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be shut down. They have a state receiver. Said it'd be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Speaking with Viktor Orban, it's still ongoing, but I backed it up to some key questions here. Then I'm going to get to Bannon and this whole political thing about we've got to indict the deep state now or it's over. And I know we keep saying it, but I mean, we're starting to get movement. It's like we're a four-wheel drive truck stuck in the mud, and we finally catch some traction, and we're starting to roll out of it. And so the American people need to get out behind the truck in the mud and help push the son of a bitch out. Because if we sink into this planned Great Depression, technocracy, New World Order, we're going to fight our way out of it. The globalists won't get away with it, but it's going to be extremely painful. It's going to kill billions of people, and it's going to be hell on earth. Maybe I should talk about what the different scenarios and what I'm talking about. I mean, I know a lot of you have been around the world, so you understand what I'm getting at here, but I just don't think the average trendy that's never been out of their high-rise apartment and has pink or purple hair and thinks that's cool and original and, you know, thinks pedophilia is great and thinks world government's great and thinks God's bad and thinks America's bad, these people literally are like potted plants. They're like space aliens. They just have given up their humanity, and they're ignorant. They're weak, they're soft, they're stupid, but they're entitled and arrogant. I mean, literally, I couldn't pull over in the middle of the countryside and walk into a Mexican restaurant and, you know, be able to take on more than, say, three average Mexican workers. I mean, I could probably, if I went into really savagely, I wish I wouldn't do it, but I'm saying I'm a tough guy, I might be able to, you know, kill three of them. I'm not saying I'm going to do that. It's an analogy. Same thing. We'll pull into some redneck restaurant. Just randomly, I'm going to attack the first three guys that go in. I have a real problem taking on three guys. I look at these liberals, these groups up in their events. I could literally, with my bare hands, if they couldn't get out of the room, kill 100 of them in a couple hours. Because they'll all hide in the corner while you grab one, strangle them, move on to the next one. Maybe a few charge you. They finally, you know, get some will. But I mean, I don't mean that meanly. I don't want to hurt them. I don't want to kill them. I'm saying, just at an animal level, these people are pathetically weak. I could break each one of their necks. 10 seconds. 10 seconds. 10 seconds. 10 seconds. You know, most people have a governor, which is a good thing. You hold back. It's a subconscious thing. Well, they hypnotize weightlifters and stuff. They can lift like, you know, twice as much. All you got to do with force is grab somebody by the head and the jaw this way and decide and say, die. It all just go, their head's the other way. Their neck's broken. It's all. That kung fu shit about ripping somebody's throat out ain't real. You can certainly shatter their larynx, though. I've done it. And the only reason I talk about that is the point we're at now, politically, nonviolently, we have to will it. And all you do is, the face is right here, step a little to the side, grab the back of the neck and the head, jam the hand up under the jaw, and say, die! And if you really want to do it, just say, die! Is the will of the word is the key. And then just... Now, maybe the EMTs get them and they can reattach and keep them alive, but they're paralyzed the neck down if they're lucky. But if you walked into a room of just black people, regular black people, or Mexicans or whites, they would immediately see you had ill intent. When you tried to reach in to do that, they would immediately have instinct and push back. And it wouldn't be so easy, see? It's so easy with the left, just, die! And we don't want that. It's an analogy. But how do they feel being like, well, the globalists have them. The globalists slowly break their necks all day. And it makes me sick to see it because I want to empower them. I want to supercharge them. I want them to know what I know. I want them to be strong and successful. These stupid, mainly old, you know, Karen white women and then the Hispanics and black ones too. You see them. But I mean, it is just they're losers, conned. They believe anything. They are helpless idiots. And they're helping destroy civilization. And when everything collapses, they'll think Donald Trump did it with his tariffs. Even though the system is stomping on top of everything with everything they've got. I mean, the full move is you break the neck in the first move, then you got to go like that. Sorry. But let's go to Trump here. I'm going to settle down for a minute. This is how pissed off I am, though. Here, just go to Trump with the leader of Hungary.
Mr. Orban has requested an exemption as it relates to oil that is coming from Russia. Is that something that you are prepared to do? And may I ask Mr. Orban a question in regards to that very issue?
Sure. We're looking at it because it's very difficult for him to get the oil and gas from other areas. As you know, they don't have the advantage of having sea. It's a great country. It's a big country, but they don't have sea. They don't have the ports. And so they have a difficult problem. There's another country that has that same problem, by the way. But when you look at what's happened with Europe, many of those countries, they don't have those problems. And they buy a lot of oil and gas from Russia. And as they know, I'm very disturbed by that because we're helping them and they're going and buying oil and gas from Russia. So that question could be really asked maybe more accurately if you talked about many European countries, not Hungary necessarily, because Hungary is in a different position. But many European countries are buying oil and gas from Russia and they have been for years. And I say, what's that all about, right? Thank you.
So that will be one of the issues for today, to explain clearly what would be the consequences for the Hungarian people and for the Hungarian economy not to get oil and gas from Russia because we are supplied by pipelines. Pipeline is not an ideological or political issue. It's a physical reality because we don't have port, exactly as the president explained to you. So we will negotiate on that point. It's vital for us anyway.
Mr. Orban, there are two pipelines, as I understand. There's a pipeline from Ukraine and there's a pipeline from Croatia. And my understanding is that the pipeline from Croatia can provide all of Hungary's energy needs. As a result, why would you need an exemption if that's the case? Okay.
So when we discuss that issue, you should separate the gas and the oil. On the gas issue, which is very important for us, 90% of the Hungarian households based on heating system based on gas. So we have only one pipeline delivering gas to Hungary, which is the main pipeline, the Turkish one. What we got from Croatia is a very small volume supplementary gas pipeline. Okay, that's gas. Oil is another issue. So oil is coming from the Druzhba pipeline, which is the main supply, and that is the Croatian one, which is the secondary and supplementary pipeline. We would like to convince the Croatian government to enlarge it and make it possible to deliver more. Under the circumstances, it cannot be the main pipeline. It's just supplementary. But later on, with some big investments, it could serve better the interest of Hungary.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Many people see this issue not just as an encounter between two countries, but as the symbol of the strengthening of a new conservative world alliance. Would you agree with that interpretation? And how do you see the future of Europe in the light of leaders like Viktor Orban stand up to Brussels bureaucracy and the globalist agenda?
Are you from Hungary?
Yes, I am.
I figured. The fact is that he's a great leader and he's respected all over, not necessarily liked by some of the leaders, but, you know, those leaders have proven to be wrong. If you look at his stance on immigration and other things, you know, if you look at Europe, they've made tremendous mistakes on immigration. It's really hurting them very badly. He has not made a mistake on immigration. So he's respected by everybody. He's liked by some. And I can tell you, I like and respect. I'm a double. I like and respect him. And that's the way Hungary is being led. They're being led properly. And that's why he's going to be very successful in his upcoming election.
May I have a comment
please,
on that? You know, language is important because the Anglo-Saxon terminology is different from the European one. So to use categories can create some misunderstanding. So I would like to be clear as much as we can. We are the only government in Europe which consider itself as a modern Christian government. All the other governments in Europe are basically liberal leftist governments. So we try to do something from 2010, which is different from what the others are doing, even at the philosophical level and at the level of practice as well, as just the president described it, like migration. So we are kind of a special island of difference in a liberal ocean.
Wow,
Europe.
This is so powerful. Hit pause, because I didn't watch this live. It's still ongoing. I was going to say, Orban is a trailblazer. He's one of the most important leaders in the world. He has battled Soros. Soros has pumped tens of billions per election against him. They have used that against Soros, come out and said he wants to destroy us on purpose. Orban basically sounds like my show. He does, you know, weekly addresses, you name it. He's totally informed. He's in the middle of trying to get peace, blocking EU, NATO, full war with Russia. I mean, the guy is a guardian angel. And Eastern Europe is having a huge Christian revival. And it's an example to all the rest of the world, and it's Viktor Orban. So, just an amazing, amazing individual. Now, here's a clip of Trump during this discussion saying, oh, AI is the answer in the bubble, because the bubble's just begun, folks. If you study all the numbers and development and all of it and the investment. So the globalists saying it's going to crash is so they can crash it to hurt Trump, turn him into the new Herbert Huber, and then they can buy up all the AI for pennies on the dollar. Because they're mad that there's so many competing AIs. Obama, in the last 5 years when he was president for his third term with the puppet Biden, because these big tech guys have gone public, they called him in and said, nope, none of you are allowed to do it. We got a CIA operation with Microsoft working secretly with Google and with Bezos, and it's really one AI. We're saying there's three AIs. But we want one AI. AI's got its issues and problems, and that's a whole other discussion. But like Musk said, you want a whole bunch if you're going to have it. The answer is a whole bunch. Diversity, not one ring to rule them all and in the darkness bind them. So, because, you know, the horse already got out of the barn on this one. So how much wealth an AI stock market crash could destroy? So, yeah, 8% of America's household wealth. So they are openly trying to do this. I'm going to go to your calls in a moment. This is beyond criminal, just like day 37 of the shutdown. And the Democrats, Thune is now, okay, maybe we're open to give you whatever you want. Now we're totally held hostage where they get whatever they want legislatively. We didn't elect them, but they're back in power. And Thune won't get rid of the filibuster. I'll talk about that coming up. People say, well, in our whole history, nobody got rid of it, because once you get rid of it, then the next party gets in. They can do whatever they want with a 50% vote. Well, is now the time to shatter the glass in case of fire? You bet your ass it is. This is existential. We are down to the wire here. I say pack the Supreme Court. You know, Trump can't get his Justice Department. He's getting a little bit of action, but nothing for what we need. But in other places where he can executively do it, and the Republicans control the House and Senate right now, pack the Supreme Court. Do it. They already said they're going to do it. They're getting rid of the filibuster. They said they're doing it. Well, fine. We're not going to give you the jump on us like a gunfighters. Walk out the street at high noon and, well, I'm going to let you draw first before I draw. No. As soon as you see that move, that's a duel, folks. Just like Alexander Hamilton got killed in one. Back then, it was legal. To two men walk out in the street, they'll have the judge out there to watch. Because if you pulled too early before they moved, oh, that's murder. You'll get hung. But everybody's watching. Got the judge out there watching. Going to have us a duel here. And they get their hands down there. And then right when you move, who's the fastest gun? Who's the fastest gun? So all the tyranny, all the lawfare, all the criminality, all the stuff we've seen, the pumping us full of illegal aliens, giving them triple the welfare of American citizens, $30,000 free to buy a house, free. This is the attack. So, yeah, you break the glass. You get rid of the filibuster. You override them while you have the electoral trifecta victory and mandate. Trump is 100% right. I can intellectually see it. I can spiritually feel it. It's do or die time. All right, let's go to Trump on the economy. And what he's saying to boost it is true. The AI is not even in a bubble yet. If you look at all the investment and where it's going, the strategy, just agnostically look at it as a business model, it's the future. But they're telling you, oh, no, it's over. All over the news. The stock market, this globalist, had the guy they're using as their poster child, Andrew Ross Sorkin, on to say 1929's here at the opening bell. This is their answer to our awakening. This is the answer to what we've been doing. If they want a war, give them one. We're in a war here, people. Trump's not doing unconstitutional stuff if we get rid of the filibuster. He's not doing unconstitutional stuff. But he is breaking the glass on what's in the Constitution for emergencies. And at 250 years in, can you deny that America's on his deathbed right now? Can you deny that this is the time to take action now? Of course you can't. Here's Trump.
Fake news. What a NBC's gone down the tubes along with most of the rest of them.
If I ask, why do you think there's such a disconnect between the economy that you're describing day to day and the way many Americans say feeling and are concerned about?
Well, they feel better about our country right now, other than the shutdown, obviously, which is caused by the Democrats, could be ended by the Democrats in 2 minutes. They feel much better. We have more jobs. We just set a record on jobs. You do know that we have more investment in our country than any country in history. We're over $18 trillion as of this moment, and we're going to be maybe at $20 or $21 trillion by the time I finish up my first year. And there's been no country, China, no country in the world that's done anywhere even close to that number. Your friend Biden, as an example, in 4 years was less than a trillion. We'll be at $21 trillion in 1 year. So there's no country that was even close to that. And our country was a laughingstock all over the world. We have more jobs. We have more potential than any other country. And frankly, we're the hottest country right now. Victor said to me before, we're the hottest country anywhere in the world. Think of it. We'll have $20, $21 trillion invested. We have auto plants pouring back in. We have AI pouring back in. We're leading China in AI by a lot. We're leading everybody in every category. There's no category that we're in second place. So I just heard this yesterday that Walmart said that the Thanksgiving was 25% more expensive under Biden. That's a big, to me, that's a big number, because Walmart's respected. I mean, Walmart is Walmart, and, you know, they're giving you prices. So that would mean that the whole series of pricing and costs, you know, the groceries and everything else, it was a con job. It was a con job. Affordability, they call it, was a con job by the Democrats. The Democrats are good at a few things: cheating on elections and conning people with facts that aren't true. It was 25%. Walmart just announced it 2 days ago. 25% cheaper this year, will be cheaper to have Thanksgiving than it was a year ago under sleepy Joe Biden.
Now, that's Trump cheerleading. The AI thing's totally true. The $20 trillion investment's all true. He has massively cut energy prices, close to half. But the business has already decided to pass on the cost, so I go out and buy stuff like you. Inflation slowed a little, but it had already gotten so bad. But overall, it's true. Imagine under Kamala. But Trump's got to balance this. He's not lying. He's like putting a positive spin on it, because if they get our confidence killed, it's over, folks. The ship sinks. And then it is, I mean, woo, baby. You understand how dangerous it is if we go into an actual depression now with a population like this and all this dependence? I mean, I'm legitimately horrified by the prospects of what this will look like, because it goes from insane to hellscape on steroids. All right. We're going to break, come back with your calls, but here's a short clip of Bannon. I got more coming up, just saying, listen, they're going to indict all of us. They've said they are. We have to indict them, and some have started, and more is ready, but that's why they're so desperate when it crashes the economy. But it has to happen. It has to be an absolute total commitment and urgency to everybody. Here it is.
John Brennan is one of the key figures in what really is a massive and sprawling investigation as envisioned down in South Florida. And the reason it's down there, and that's new, that's we're reporting today that the U.S. attorney in South Florida is leading this investigation, is because that's where the Mar-a-Lago search was. And so what they're trying to do here is knit together what they see as an ongoing conspiracy to violate Donald Trump's civil rights that began with the Russia investigation and continued on from Obama administration to Biden administration, and then somehow includes the Jack Smith investigations. It's this unified field theory.
Come back, because this is a longer clip, but we'll go back to it in a minute. We have the Arctic frost. We have the crossfire hurricane. I'm in all of them. The new ones that Senator Grassley released last week said, get Alex Jones, investigate him and all of his crew. It's an order. Of course, you found nothing. I ain't got time to hardly wipe my ass, much less do something corrupt like you people do. I don't even think like you do. So it's called straight shooting, something you people can't, you don't know how to beat us, because you just don't even get straight shooters. Like, well, what's the, whatever they sue me in deposition, who gives you orders? Who funds it? How do you come up with all this? Where's the think tank? Because you're slaves, bitch. I'm in charge of my ship. I'm John Paul Jones 2.0. I made my bones when you were sucking on your bottle. You know nothing about anything. And that's why you're going to burn. I'm just trying to get you out of the way before you cause a catastrophe. We'll come back with the rest of the clip and your phone call straight ahead. Yeah! Humanity's rising! The main battle starts now!
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be shut down. They have a state receiver. Said it could be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We're having victory after victory in battle after battle. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals yesterday upheld a Texas state law saying it's illegal to take children to sexually explicit shows. Just like it's illegal to take your five-year-old to a tit bar, you also deserve to have your ass beat. It's illegal to take children to these things, whether it's in a library or a school. Well, now, the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals rules schools cannot force students to use preferred pronouns. That just broke. All part of their devil cult. But Trump just finished up his press conference with Viktor Orban, and he said, here's another reason to get rid of the filibuster. Here's the reason to break the glass and the fire, get the fire axe to get us out of here. Here are some of the victories that could be achieved if Republicans terminate the filibuster. Voter ID, which is the key to stopping the fraud you just saw in the election Tuesday. Total proof everywhere of fraud. No mail-in voting, ending no cash bail, no welfare for illegals. But a lot more than that. Now is the time to break the glass. If they ever get back in, we're screwed. The Democratic Party has to be abolished by their own actions. The Republican Party will need to split in two. We started having a discussion about that. We can have the America First versus the more libertarian, open border, internationalist, you know, whatever. And that's okay. We can fight with each other. That's why the Civil War is already there, because the power's all there. That's coming up. I want to go to your phone calls on their attempts to crash the stock market. Will it be successful? And Trump just made statements booing the market that are accurate, but will it be enough? He has stood in the way of all their hype trying to crash the market the last 10 months of his administration. I'm just seeing massive, intense push with the shutdown could be successful. And I just want them to get the blame who did it, just like the shutdown if it happens. I'm not hyped up how close we've been quite a few times because I didn't want to add to it, but it was so bad I have to just go ahead and say it. It's a gut level thing, which is the spirit. I have all this intellectual understanding. I constantly study, but then it's that final, is this, and it's like, yeah, they're about to crash the whole thing. And I don't want to be proven right next week. I want people to, like Trump, he moves the needle back. He gets up and says, Supreme Court gets rid of my tariffs, it will destroy the economy. It will be devastating. He said that at like 1 o'clock. What did I say at 11 a.m.? I said, Supreme Court set to overturn. They signal they're going to overturn. It will devastate the U.S. economy. Trump used the exact same word because it's not hype. We're talking devastation. He doesn't overhype stuff, neither do I. If I say devastate, folks, I mean devastate. And I'm not patronizing you. I know a lot of you are super smart and smarter than me. I'm just saying, like, how do those of us that realize how much danger everybody's in, how do we telegraph to the people, the purple, pink-haired lunatics that are on a bunch of drugs and don't have jobs and just sit around all day and, you know, wear their pentagram necklaces? How do we explain to them, why would you bet against the recovery? Why would you bet against optimism and positivity and a real plan? Trump just said, if Republicans kill the filibuster, they'll sell the victory for many years to come. If they don't, disaster waiting to happen. No crap, Sherlock. Or as they say, no shit, Sherlock. Me and Trump are simpatico because we've studied the angles. And to you idiot white pillars that say this is all a big show and we're invincible, man, I want to hang you up by your feet. While we sit here, you know, with the lawsuits, the murder attempts, the attacks, everything, crawl inch by inch, battling for every inch we get, you sit back and just go, oh, it's a master plan, everything's fine. And then you black pill people, oh, it's all a scam, it's all one elite running. No, there used to be one globalist elite, at least over the West. It's losing its power. That's what's happening. That's why they're trying to crash the economy. Because we're winning. But we ain't won yet. And so I need you to win. I need you to speak up. I need you to pray, you to be involved, you to be engaged. You to be optimistic about the good we're doing together and critique all of us. I tell the crew, critique me. I tell them, and they got the best crew ever. Well, some of them have been here 20 years, but a lot of this old crew, but the best crew ever. Because they got thick skin. They understand. I'm not perfect. I get upset. Whatever. I tell them, I don't get mad at them when they get upset at me. As long as I deserve it. Point is, steel sharpens steel. I want to be critiqued. Because that makes me better. So when I tell people something they can do better, it doesn't mean they've done a bad job. It means here's how we do it better, in my view. Can you show me how to do it better? A lot of times they do. That's adult. That's what made the world go round. Not everybody gets a participation trophy. I was terrible as a little kid at soccer. Terrible. I was good at track and good enough to get hurt in football. I was like, why am I a sophomore being put in training at the varsity team to be run over? I was like, I was a sophomore. I said, I quit. I was like, you're putting me on varsity at the end of the football season in a 4A school with a bunch of black dudes running over me? I was like, I like football and stuff, but I'm done. I'm outclassed here. But the point was, is that I remember in soccer at the pizza place after the end of the season, here's your participation trophy. And even as like a six-year-old kid, seven, I was like, I'm the worst player on the team. I remember like getting home and throwing it in the trash. Because as a six-year-old or seven-year-old, I knew. Now, when I won in Dallas, I quit when I was 13. I should never stop. When I won citywide and then went to state stuff and like placed third place in state freestyle races. Man, I still got those trophies somewhere. And man, when I got those trophies, when I got those ribbons, they meant something to me. Cause I mean, I was up against thousands of people and I was winning that. I did that. That was mine. But those participation trophies had less value than toilet paper. Sorry, let's go to Trump and your calls. Here's Trump on why we need a filibuster. I can come up with a better list of this. Maybe listeners can comment on it. I bet we can. In fact, let's do an article. Let's ask listeners, what else can we do to get rid of the filibuster? The time for games is over. Here's Trump.
You know the Democrats are going to do that. And most of you will admit the Democrats are going to do that. So why aren't we doing it? And I think only a foolish person would be against that, especially when you realize that these are crazed people. These people are absolutely crazed. Trump derangement syndrome, whatever it may be. And I am totally in favor of terminating the filibuster. And we would be back to work within 10 minutes after that vote took place. And lots of other good things would happen. And it doesn't make any sense that a Republican would not want to do that.
If they're not going to do that, then it seems like you'd have to make a deal with Democrats to end the shutdown.
Here's some of the things that we'd pass if we terminated the filibuster. Voter ID, no mail-in voting, no cash bail, no men and women sports, no welfare for illegals. You could go on and on. This is two pages of things we'd do if you did that. Without it, I don't know that you pass anything because you can't deal with them. They're really irrational. They really are.
And Thune's a total globalist. Thune willing to give Democrats all the things they want as Friday shutdown vote looms. Already the longest shutdown, 37 days in history. The Democrats will terminate the filibuster in the first hour and they will assume control or power. Republicans have what the Democrats want. We should do it now and have the greatest 3 years in history. Yeah, this is the time to break the glass. Now, start over with Bannon, then I'll go to your calls. I promise I love you. And then Adams is coming up with calls in the fourth hour, too. This is important. Play clip 19. I started it, but didn't play the whole thing. It's only 3 minutes long. But again, it shouldn't just be me and Bannon running around like chickens with their heads cut off. All right? This is real analysis. There's no debating this. Your whole life, everything, in a complex civilization like this, if things collapse, folks, you have two choices, loot and kill and steal or commit suicide. The way things are set up. This won't be your great-grandparents' Great Depression. This will be zombie world apocalypse. Here's the clip.
John Brennan is one of the key figures in what really is a massive and sprawling investigation as envisioned down in South Florida. And the reason it's down there, and that's new, that's we're reporting today, that the U.S. Attorney in South Florida is leading
this
investigation.
Hey, pause real quick. I said this earlier, but I'm saying it again for this clip. He's like, how ridiculous on MSNBC. They claim it was the same investigation 2017 and 2020 and 2022. It's all in the documents. It was all run by Obama and Brennan and the Democrats. It's all released. I'm in all of them. So I'm taking particular notice. They say target my crew for investigation. Oh, we can't get Jones. Target his crew. Again, look at this little snot nose with almost no viewers. Bannon responds. Here it is.
Mar-a-Lago search was. And so what they're trying to do here is knit together what they see as an ongoing conspiracy to violate Donald Trump's civil rights that began with the Russia investigation and continued on from Obama administration to Biden administration and then somehow includes the Jack Smith investigations. It's this unified field theory of persecuting Donald Trump. And John Brennan, of course, was a central figure in the preparation of that 2017 assessment into Russian election interference. And of course, the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigation figures into that. How this all shakes out, Katie, is anyone's guess because, you know, we've not seen any evidence connecting any of these things, let alone any wrongdoing. And in point of fact, as you well know, John Durham, the special counsel appointed in the Trump administration, looked exhaustively, particularly at the Russian interference assessment and at the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigation, and found no criminal wrongdoing by John Brennan or any other major figure. But here the Justice Department is trying to take another crack at this, as we understand.
I think what Ken has just postulated is maybe the most reasonable theory I have heard about how the Justice Department could prosecute this. And what I mean by reasonable is that by all accounts, John Brennan left government more than 8-9 years ago. Most of the crimes with which one could conceivably think of John Brennan even being remotely charged with would be time barred. The only way that the Department of Justice could potentially get around that is to charge this overarching conspiracy where the last thing done in furtherance of that conspiracy happened
in relatively recent memory.
Otherwise,
yeah, we didn't persecute anybody.
Of course, yes, lady. Just watch War Room. We explained that 9 months ago. You're just getting MSNBC's audience going to understand. They ain't been paying attention. Better start paying attention. People at MSNBC are going to be indicted. No doubt. Going to be indicted. Part of the conspiracy. And yes, John Brennan is part of the brains of the operation. This is how you go after the deep state. Not to structurally take it apart, but to make sure you put in high relief those that have been running these operations against President Trump and the MAGA movement and the country. And the country. Been at this too powerful for too long. They're about to get their comeuppance. They're going to be hiring attorneys and they're going to be spending millions of dollars and all of their life is going to be focused on this, keep themselves out of prison. Bolton's going to prison. Comey's going to prison. Brennan's going to prison. Weissman's going to prison. McCabe's going to prison. I could go down the drum list. I got my cheat sheet.
Stop right there. I'm going to go up and finish. Go to your calls, but here's the deal. Bannon said it's the last gasp of them when they indicted him 3 years ago. Seems like a million years ago. Everything he said is coming true because we're rallying it. We're doing it. We're pushing it through the DOJ. Think the investigations of what happened to me are over? No, it was just a little test. We'll stop right there. So the point is, you guys in the enemy camp, you're in a death battle. And you're dealing with American people that are awake now. So good luck. And you go ahead and crash the economy. You go ahead. It's going to be hung around your neck like an albatross. Go back to Bannon and then your calls.
Sorry, guys. Trump came back. You never thought that would happen. You tried everything. Bankrupting, putting him in all these false charges, all these false felonies to put him in prison, I don't know, for 300 years. And then finally to try to assassinate him. To attempt to assassinate him. None of it worked.
Yep. CJ, thanks for holding from Ohio. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex, you guys do some great work. You and Elliot, though, are masters of selling fear. And so let's do some critiquing here, steel on steel. So all major markets, stocks, bonds, currency, commodities, are very much about capital flows. Do you know the composition of who owns a stock market?
All right, wait, you asked a question and I started talking. No, sorry, go ahead.
All right, the top 1% owns 50%, right? The bottom 50% owns 1%, okay? That top 1%, or the top 1% who own 50%, that's the globalists, right? The bottom 50% who own 1%, they could basically care less if the market goes down. Now, the top 10% own 90%, right? They can withstand a hit for a while. So here's the key. Here's the real big deal is that the bond market is 25 to 50% bigger than the stock market. The currency market's 25 times the size of the stock market. Okay. So a stock market crash would create a flight to quality into the dollar and into bonds. We need more than anything a flight to quality into bonds because if we let our interest rates rise, and this is what Trump's been working toward, right? Moran, you know, Bessent.
So why is Trump trying to prop up? Hold on a second. Cut to your point. Why is Trump trying to prop up the stock market if it doesn't matter?
Well, here's the thing, right? Is that it? Here's the deal. Like, if we let our interest rates get out of control, this country's done. So they might just take the stock market down, and who will it hit? It'll hit the top 1% the most. Okay, to do what?
But you're not answering. You're not. The entire globalist media wants to crash the stock market. So what is the point of that?
Well, here's the point. This is so important, all right? This is so important, right? If we let our bond market, right, if we let our rates rise, this country is done, right? And not only that, it'll create a sovereign debt crisis around the world. If we actually drive...
Oh, I don't know why you brought up Kirk Elliott, who's got the top-rated gold and silver company. Was that bad to plug gold the last 2 years? Was that a bad move?
Well, here's the reason why. Because, you know, at 4,400, you guys were pumping 1,200 in silver. I actually shorted the heck out of the market, right? Thank you for helping me pick the top. And the point is now everybody's got to recover 25%, 800 basis points for Kirk Elliott, his fees, and then another 10-12% that the stock market, that the gold market.
Oh, wow. So
dropped.
you're saying gold and silver up year to date massively is a bad deal. Look, man, enjoy yourself. Silver and gold's only going to go up. You take some dips in the market, whatever. Just it's just a little weird pissing contest, you know, a little snipey weirdness. Okay, I pitch what I think is the best move. I'm almost never wrong. Whatever. Just bizarre behavior. We pitch things that we believe are the best thing out there, and the number one performing asset is silver and gold the last 2 years, period. So there you go. Good luck up against that record. Tyler in Wisconsin on the economy. Go ahead. Welcome.
Yeah, I think many people on both sides of the political spectrum and Fuentes and other influencers and other people are complaining and bitching a lot by Trump. I mean, he's doing an amazing job. Delivering promises on immigration. We have like these squads of guys coming out of helicopters and going around rounding up everybody.
Let's be clear. They dismantled the enforcement. Now Fuentes has finally admitted that he was basically wrong on that, which is, you know, good of him. Here's the deal. Biden killed enforcement, overhead shot. Trump has been in 10 months and enforcement's literally going that way. So you don't bitch about that. Like, you know, I got to say, other than Kennedy with the health stuff, ICE is the MVP. I mean, they are Michael Jordan, man. God, three or four of them go out to hordes of 100 people attacking them and arresting hardened criminals. These are badasses.
Yeah, and then he's doing stellar job on the tariffs and no wars. There's no major wars. I don't count Venezuela or the strike in Iran. You know, he has tame the Israeli lion, the Russian bear, and the Chinese dragon. You know, with Fuentes, I think he's a lot of his problem is that he's sex starved. You should find him a girlfriend. He just needs to get laid. And, you know, President Trump is ahead like he has a time machine, including in the economy. He's such a good businessman. So I think he's
going to figure it out. Well, I don't mean to be mean to Nick, because, look, I think Nick's really smart, and I think overall it's a healthy thing, not to be politically correct. So I like Nick. But I've told Nick, don't be scared of the pussy. So, you know, it's what you need to go to the next level. It's just part of being a man. And yeah, dealing with women, all of it is a hassle, but it's like, it's a good hassle. It's to be a man, you gotta get a woman, you gotta have a family, you gotta have kids. It's just what you're supposed to do. It's just part of the deal.
Drain the poison, you know, and, you know, a lot of them are acting like ungrateful children. You know, they haven't even said thank you for anything. You know, he has the media by the balls. We've come so far, like, they're talking about chemtrails and vaccines and autism and stuff that was never talked about before. You know,
no, I agree.
So
I mean, we have moved the needle massively, praise God.
And I think this is all about him being, you know, I've mentioned before, he's the like blood moon eclipse president, chaos and order. Every time there's a full moon or a new moon, some big moves are always made.
Well, sure, but back to Nick. I think it's healthy to criticize Trump and foreign influences, but I think it's a portion of what we do. We can't just only know about that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. And like, you know, he offers his criticism. I watch his show often. Fuentes, it's a great show. He has great commentary. And he only does critique. He doesn't offer any solution. It's like, okay, smart guy, what would you do? You know, I mean, Trump is literally like Neo from The Matrix dodging bullets. You know, he's like taking on everybody pretty much single-handedly. So many people are sniping him.
Oh, I mean, let me hear. Trump is definitely overturning the globalist, and 95% of what he's doing is pro-human, and it's absolutely real, and it's beautiful, thanks to the call. And I meant to get into Nick and this so-called Republican Civil War. This is a very healthy thing happening. We just don't need to panic like they're doing and, like, actually get into it. Just see what it is. And Nick is a big part of it. Nick's very smart. Okay, and he's very funny. The thing is, he's getting better. I'd seen Nick like 5-6 years ago. I was like, eh, it's, you know, edgelording, whatever. Yeah, I knew him like 9 years ago. I'm like, eh. He's very funny, very charismatic, getting better and better. And people say, oh God, anti-Semitic. You say white people are inherently evil, folks. And Catholics are the devil. What do you think people are going to do? And he's even moderating now because with great power comes great responsibility. So I'm overall think Nick is doing a good job. He's moving in the right direction. He's listening to me. And I'm going to say he does what I say, but I mean, he listens to me. And so, but I can smell victory. Like, I've been behind the scenes with Joe Rogan. Not want to get a long story, but so I'm kind of like, people see my public work, but I got to tell you, I didn't see this in the past. I'm on a power trip, but I'm kind of archetypally like in the story of King Arthur, you've got the wizard who's behind the scenes and doing all this stuff. And I don't say that I've been a power trip. I realize, like, I'm an archetypal Merlin now. Like, because a lot of stuff you don't know about, I'll talk about it on air. Like, anything I do behind the scenes is even way more powerful than on air. It's just a few phone calls, a few things. It's just like, it's like trend after trend. And that's God working through me, though. But I'm pulling a major Merlin Uther Pendragon operation here. And I'm looking for the, not one King Arthur's, but a whole bunch of King Arthur's to lead us out of this. All right, Vance in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
How you doing today?
I'm fighting as hard as I can.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, too. So I got a couple questions for you. First of all, I read an article that Kanye West visited with a New York rabbi and blames his bipolar disorder on his anti-Semitism. And then another one was, does Blair White have a penis?
Well, sounds like a prank call. I have no idea what you're talking about. People act like it's hypocritical that I've had Blair White on, who's a very nice person, who I had on like 10 years ago, and then since then many times, who is a boy that thought he was a girl, who doesn't want to target kids. I don't hate men that think they're women. I've always said that. I don't like the left using that to target kids. Said that people try to act like it's a paradoxical contradiction. No, I don't hate gay people. Just don't target kids. I don't hate people that think they're a woman. Just don't target kids. I like Blair White. Blair White's a very nice person. And you know, when I've been at comedy clubs to see Joe Rogan, when Blair White's there, Blair White goes to the men's bathroom. So I don't know if Blair White has a dick. And it's not my business, man. My thing is, I've been around. I've seen a few things. I don't hate anybody. Yeah, they're not targeting children and doing all this stuff. So I've come from this from a perspective. I mean, I was covering the whole trans thing before anybody else decades ago. And I predicted it all because I had the Tavistock Institute battle plan. We're going to break. Remember, I can't do this without you. TheAlexShowStore.com has the widest selection of the very best supplements, ultramethylene blue, you name it. The big sale in Sunday. 50% off on the top supplements. We sign up for auto ship canceling time. 25% off on top of that. And if you have the app, the AlexJonesApp.com, AlexJonesApp.com, Droid or Apple, free, get 20% off using the shopping cart on there. It's the same shopping cart. Everything's a loss leader with that. And they're getting in the Christmas sweaters, their limited edition, and so much more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, the AlexJonesStore.com, powering the second American pro-human revolution worldwide. Take action now. The Quarters of Liberty. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Alex Jones. Patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the great Mike Adams is joining us at 6 after, and I've been trying to get him on for a month. But he's very busy. He's not just a talk show host, best-selling author, but runs scientific research centers and mass testing facilities and AI operations and everything else. He's definitely a renaissance man. And I learned him on, I forget in the last month what I went on about. And Daria goes, hey, he's on the collapse, same subject, before I went live today, even before that was known. And they're definitely trying it right now. So I've had people calling, who cares the stock market crash? This is not important. Ha, 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 ha. So he joins us coming up here in a few minutes. And after he's gone, we'll go back to your calls. We're going to field more right now. Jonathan in New York on GOP election shutdown, day 37, day 38. This is getting really bad. The food banks are running out. Everybody needs to go out and donate. I'm doing it myself. Jonathan in New York, what's your take on the situation?
Well, how's it going, Alex? It's a pleasure speaking with you. Just want to let you know I am a VIP member, and I have subscribed to about 4 of the supplements. Me and my family, we've been taking them for months, and I thank you for that.
Well, I want to be 100% clear. Don't thank me, Jonathan. I want to thank you, because the variable in all of this is those of you supporting us. So thank you for keeping me and the crew in the fight, and you're part of the crew supporting. Have you had good effects with the products?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The methylene blue is insane. The sea moss. If you can stay on a consistent regimen of that sea moss, you will see that you won't need that 3 o'clock nap anymore. You take that with the methylene blue and you're a skyrocket and you're done. We could shut down. We don't need to have any government shutdown so long as we're on methylene blue. We'll all be happy. But I really want to talk about this because I do think it's very important. I think the shutdown, the election loss, and the stock market is all coinciding at the same time. And it's not by accident, obviously. I'm calling from Queens, New York, which is the home of our President Trump, and it's also ground zero for our communist invasion in about 60 days. Now, what I want everybody to understand here is that, yeah, Madami did become mayor of New York.
It is almost like being it's like junior president, though. New York's so important.
It is, because here's what I remind – that's a very good point. And also, they're kind of ushering him in as if he's their Obama here. He's New York's Islamic
Obama. Oh, Obama's
Obama.
Behind him. Obama 2.0.
Absolutely. Yes, yes. And now here's where I want to really make the difference here. He is not an Islamic jihadist. If we saw videos of him yesterday, he's sitting down with the ultra-Hasidic Jews having breaking bread. So what he is
he's a total
really
chameleon.
He is absolutely a chameleon. And you know who are the chameleons? The Fabian Socialists. The Fabian Society.
No. He's backed by the Fabian Socialists, 100%. If I just say who Mondami is, he is a UK model Fabian Socialist.
Absolute Fabian Socialist. Because if we actually look at what Fabian Socialism is, it's someone who advocates for the gradual, peaceful, and democratic implementation of socialism,
which is though allied with Islam. Say the quote again, the definite, but Islam now has shifted from bullets to ballots too, so there is that alliance. But say the definition again, that's key.
It is the someone who advocates for the gradual, peaceful, and democratic implementation of socialism rather than through means of violence like Marxism. Okay, so what we're doing here is we are very up in arms about the green and red alliance, and I do understand that, but it's not nothing new if we're studied in the Fabian Socialist.
No, it's the Fabian Socialist, British Empire, New World Order, using the red-green alliance.
Yes. He is using the hammer and the sickle. His sickle is the weapon of Islam. He is going to use Islam and LGBT and the welfare system to beat us over the head. And he's going to claim that the workers, the politician, and his constituents are...
Super smart. So in closing, how do we counter Mondami?
How do we counter Mondami? We take the mandate that was given to Trump and the Republican Party. We do not play patty cake with the Democrats. Playing politics with Democrats is half measures. We cannot be half pregnant. We've been given the mandate of the masses, and we're here to save the planet. We're not here to play
absolutely
politics.
Urgency is key. Great call. Thank you, Jonathan. Mike Adams in 60 seconds explodes out of the gate. Stay with us. Share the live feed.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I've been on air 31 years. And because I was young and engaged in every system I could get on, access TV, talk radio, the internet, right when it started going mainstream in the mid-90s, I was able to be educated by the G. Edward Griffins and the Ted Gundersons and the experts, thousands of them, all of these incredible people who had to go to conferences and write books and newsletters and maybe get on a show here or there. I just showed up at the right time and had the basic understanding from my family that was informed about this. John Birch Society type folks. And so I've 31 years of deep education by doing this every day. And I remember them all predicting the globalist plan, the Cloward Piven, the communist uprisings, the everything, the viral releases they would use for control. Decades before they put out Operation Lockstep, all these experts, General Stubblebine, the former head of the Army Special Forces, his wife, the doctor to world leaders, just thousands of these people. The Anthony Suttons, the head archivist for the Senate, the Frank Church committees. I talked to him all the time on the phone. He would never come on because he was in a nursing home, but he was still super smart. Oh, I'm too old. I won't come on, but here, do this, do that. All of them. So I represent a brain trust, and so do all our guests. But now we're not where we were warning of it all. We're now, everything we predicted is here, but we're not caught completely flat-footed to deal with it. And so now the real war starts. Everything else has been a beta. Everything else has been a prelude. And you don't have to listen to me to know. You turn on the news, like we roll the B-roll at the stock market. They've got this reporter that they put on every channel every night for 2 months, Andrew Ross Sorkin, 1929, we're crashing, it's all over, the AI bubble's over, it's all going down, run for the hills, it's all Trump's fault. So do they crash it ahead of the Supreme Court overriding Trump's tariffs and say he's Herbert Hoover? Or do they do it after? Or can we stop it? Trump's up there cheerleading for the economy. He's so far held them off. But I've been wanting to get Mike Adams on for 3 weeks on other subjects. He was able to come on now about this. And literally the producer came in and said, well, here's the news. He wants to cover this topic before I'd even told him what the topic was. Before I told the crew today, a couple hours for the show, they're like, oh, his topic is crash. Well, you can see this is peaked. So we're at a extreme historic crossroads. A lot of people go, I don't care, I'm not in the stock market. You have no idea what this is going to mean if you say that. Naturalnews.com, the Health Ranger, well-known writer, and, of course, runs a major scientific testing facility of food and drug products. Good friend of mine. Been interviewing him for, gosh, got to be 18, 19 years. Mike Adams, AI workforce replacement is accelerating. Mass job losses 25 will trigger consumer debt defaults of $18 trillion. Leading institutions will collapse, requiring a massive 2027 bailout. Multi-trillion dollar bailout will devalue the dollar, causing inflation. Social unrest will grow from mass unemployment. Trump administration will implement UBI with CBDC tracking and biometric surveillance. Boy, I hope this isn't true, but he's got a great track record. But currently, I want to look at what's about to happen, who the different power structures are. I also want to get into the so-called right-wing civil war with Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes on one side and the Zionists on the other. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, great to have you here, my friend. What a time to be alive. We are now entering the point of no return, the event horizon.
No kidding. No kidding, Alex. Hey, it's an honor to join you today. Thanks for having me on. And one of the reasons I haven't been available for the last 2 years is because I've been deeply involved in AI development. You know, our engine is, it's free. It's non-commercial, by the way. It's the only engine in the world that's trained on 24 years of InfoWars shows, by the way.
That's a whole other show. I wanted you on about your AI. Yeah. When I was out of town, you came on the show. So let's get to the AI now. Let's talk about AI and where that's going then. Let's just start there. And your AI
model.
It's
all related. It's the same topic. So here's what I learned. And by the way, if people want to use our AI, it's free. It's non-commercial. It's at brighteon.ai. You can download it. And I encourage you to download it, run it locally so nobody can censor it. Nobody can take it away. And you have complete privacy. No one's surveilling you, okay?
And it's called Alex, Enoch?
The current version is Enoch. It's at brighteon.ai. It's going to have a different name next year. But if you
That's a cool name for AI, though, Enoch.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's about the lost information that's been covered up. And we have the only engine that will tell the truth about 9/11, about vaccines, about you and InfoWars, and all of U.S. history, the history of false flags, you name it. We've got it nailed down, and it's a free downloadable, non-commercial download. You can run locally on laptop, and we've even got a company that's running them on phones. You can have it on a phone.
So we're entering the AI wars. We're entering the AI war zone for AI supremacy.
Absolutely. And this represents decentralization of knowledge. You no longer need Wikipedia, which has always been a joke. Grokipedia is so much better, by the way. You no longer need Google search for most things. You can get the truth through decentralized AI engines like what we've built. But it took us 2 years, Alex. And it took us a couple of million dollars because we had to overcome all of the pro-pharma bias, the vaccine bias, the WEF bias that's built into every major big tech engine. And we failed about 50 times. And we were 6 months late, but we finally made it happen. So that's
important to understand. I want to say this about you, though. I'm not kissing your ass. It's true. My superpower is that I have generalist knowledge over a wide spectrum, but not as much as you in many areas, where you have not just widespread, but deep knowledge in many areas, but widespread everywhere else. That's what's missing, is most people don't have widespread knowledge. That's why I respect what you're doing. That's why you say something, because I know so much. I know you're not BSing.
That's right. That's right. Well, and we've launched these free of charge, so, you know, everybody can use it themselves. But here's why this matters. In the process of building our AI engine, I worked with a lot of AI frontier developers, and I became close associates with a number of people who are working on cutting-edge AI. And what I witnessed, Alex, is not known by the public. What I have witnessed is essentially that AGI already exists in the labs. And by AGI, it's hard to define, but it means that an AI system can take over fundamentally any human task that an educated adult human could carry out themselves.
Yeah, let me stop you there. I say I want to rub it. I was told 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago in meetings with top tech billionaires, and it's off-record meetings, I'll leave there. They said, listen, there's way more advanced versions of AI. What you're being given is just testing to entice the public with images and videos, that it's way... Can you speak to how far is AI really? Like, if we're in the year 2025, how far out is it really?
Well, to put it this way, 10 years ago, most data scientists thought that AGI would not be achieved until the year 2045 or 2050. And I'm telling you that it exists right now in 2025. And it's just not rolled out yet. In other words, AI cognition has already achieved AGI levels, but it's not evenly distributed. And what that means, and this is why I sent the notes over for today's show, what that means is that beginning next year, and actually it's already started this year with Amazon layoffs and so on, we are going to see millions of Americans displaced from their jobs by agentic AI that will take over everything that you can do with what we call a KVM, keyboard, video, and mouse. So almost any human worker sitting at a desk that does almost anything with a computer, a keyboard, and a mouse will be replaced by agentic AI in the years ahead. The easier jobs will be replaced next year, and that's going to be about 80% of customer service and pre-sales support jobs. The translation and interpretation industry will be 100% replaced by AI. That has already begun. Middle managers, planners, decision makers who carry out administrative tasks in companies, that will see about a 60% replacement over the next 18 months or 2 years.
And this is
going to
destroy hundreds of thousands of years of human development and civilization.
Well, that's an interesting discussion. There's a silver lining and there's a dark side, both at the same time. The silver lining is if you understand how to use AI to augment your intelligence and your skill set, and there are specific ways to do that, then you can up your game and you can actually create amazing abundance during this time. But
and that's where I was going
next.
I'm going to stop you. I want to support Musk. I think overall he's been a positive force. He just won a $1 trillion deal, first trillionaire in the court case. But he was on Joe last Friday, and he's like, I'll play the clip. He's like, well, AI will give you what you want, and your phone will just be the platform for it, and you'll have AI on your phone. Well, that's a total capitulation. And actually, I'm sick of AI. The videos make me sick. I have an allergic response to it. We don't have to give ourselves over to it. Sure, it can be used as a tool for what we want, but when we hear that AI is in the driver's seat of what we want and we're just supposed to capitulate it, it's all over, I think that's very dangerous. Here's Elon Musk.
Be an edge node for AI inference, for AI video inference, with some radios to obviously connect to, but essentially you'll have AI on the server side communicating to an AI on your device, formerly known as a phone, and generating real time video of anything that you could possibly want. And I think that there won't be operating systems, there won't be apps. In the future, there won't be operating systems or apps. It'll just be, you've got a device that is there for the screen and audio and for, and to, put as much AI on the device as possible so as to minimize the amount of bandwidth that's needed between your edge node device, formerly known as a phone, and the servers.
So if there's no apps, what will people use? Like, will X still exist? Will they be email platforms, or will you get everything through AI?
You'll get everything through AI.
Everything through AI. What will be the benefit of that, as opposed to having individual apps?
Whatever you can think of, or really whatever the AI can anticipate you might want, it'll show you. That's my prediction for where things end up.
What kind of time frame are we talking about here?
I don't know. It's probably 5 or 6 years, something like that.
So 5 or 6 years, apps are like Blockbuster Video.
Pretty much.
And everything's run through AI.
Yeah. And there'll be, most of what people consume in 5 or 6 years, maybe sooner than that, will be just AI generated content. So, music, videos.
There's a lot to unpack there. I'm going to try to shut up now and give him the Mike Adams. I want to invite him back for a longer interview. But just this alone, notice all the new cars coming out don't have handles, don't have keys, it's all about you're being removed, you're being enslaved. It's being done by design for control. And, you'll have AI content. Really not human content, not AI giving you human content. You'll have this. And it's all about what AI do you have. It's all about diversification of AI now. Instead of apps where you choose where you want to go, it's taking full control and you're given this menu and it says it's giving you what you want. This is beyond Mark of the Beast. This is Satan. Mike Adams, you got the floor.
Okay, so Elon Musk is doing a great job tracking the trends, and I think he's fundamentally correct about what he says there. Your comment, however, needs an additional layer, which is that what you're describing is default mode. So people can allow AI to control their attention through default mode ingestion selection of content that would be run by who, you know, whatever corporation or globalist entity is behind that system. However, AI gives us the potential to control and to basically determine the stack of content that we're ingesting through our attention windows. And that's by prompting AI and giving it directions and using agentic AI to control, that you control the ingestion of content. What do you want to learn? AI will be able to write entire books. In fact, I'm launching a site that will write any book that you want in minutes and you can download it for free. I mean, and that's just the beginning. You'll be able to generate audiobooks, movies. Hollywood is done. Hollywood's done, Alex. It's done. The book publishing industry as we know it will be obsolete. And Elon's actually speaking to that, and he's correct. Podcasts will be automatically generated according to what you want, okay? Now, there will always be a place for people like you and I that have strong human opinions and wisdom and experience in order to offer additional facts and perspectives on what's happening in the world.
You're talking about original people, thought leader generators. Everything will be about generators.
That's right. That's right. But what the future is going to be for people like you at InfoWars is that you will do a 30-minute segment, let's say, and then that 30-minute segment will be almost instantly generated into a book, a podcast, an interview, a PDF. It'll be generated into multiple formats, a docuseries, a PowerPoint, and then the person who wants to ingest your knowledge and your
AI
wisdom
will take a 30-minute show and then back up everything I said.
Because what I'm saying is true,
it's going to go grab it.
Well, absolutely.
Because it's key. If the source is true, it'll be able to grab all the sources.
AI will make your show much stronger because it will back up what you're saying. Because, the human delusion that has been used for all these decades to try to destroy InfoWars, that delusion goes away when you have cognitive assistance right next to you through decentralized GPUs where you can actually pull in the information that supports what you're saying, or the listener can. But what I'm mentioning here, Alex, is that the human attention is going to be the most valuable asset for decades to come. Human attention. And each person that is a consumer of knowledge will be able to determine how that attention is focused. And only idiots will put it on default mode. Idiots. Smart people will say, I want to learn this. I want to hear that. I want to research this. I want to know this. Give me this skill set. Give me this download. It's going to be like living in the Matrix where you can just download knowledge into your brain in real time on any subject that you want. You don't have to wait for a book to be published. You don't have to wait a year for that cycle.
And by the way, what you're saying, the general public doesn't know. You can go to Grok or OpenAI, ChatGPT, any of it, unless it's like Google's, it's totally controlled, and say, give this to me in Mike Adams' voice. Give this to me in Trump's voice. Anybody has enough content. So what's so key in the training of AI is who has the greatest bodies of knowledge that, and who do you train the machine on? Because I got told this like 6 years ago by Cernovich. And I went on air and said it. Cernovich isn't a BSer. He said, listen, I talked to tech leaders who I later met with. And they said, listen, they want you off the internet because there's so much of you on every subject. You're like a Wikipedia. They want to expunge you to train it. But now I've been told that failed, and then I met with some major tech leaders recently, and I'm not trying to brag, it's true, and they said, listen, we're training AI on you and some other people. We've been able to run it and see what's the most accurate, and so they're using me as an accuracy operation for the corporations that want a version that's actually accurate. So what the public's being given is, you know, dumbed down or pop or different versions, but they actually want the accurate crystal ball stuff.
Well, that's one of the reasons why our AI engine is so good on gender and vaccines and history and false flags, because it's been trained on all of your content, plus hundreds of millions of other pages and, you know, thousands and thousands of books and science articles and so on. I spent 2 years curating all that, and I want to thank you, Alex, for, you know, allowing your content to be used.
Well, so I want to thank you, but Mike, it belongs to the world. I'm not on a power trip. I was told this by Cernovich 6-7 years ago. Then I was confirmed with tech leaders. But you two are creating this. It shows the power. The point is AI is a reflection of us. We are in control of it if we engage and don't just receive it. We have to be the programmers of it.
Yes, that is exactly the point. Now, we are about to see in our economy, we're going to see the K-shaped economy, as they say, where the upper line of the K, that's going to be people who know how to use technology, and they will be abundant. They will live in that abundance era that Elon Musk is describing. If you know how to augment your intelligence, your business ideas, your entrepreneurship, your skill set, your interests using AI, you're going to do very, very well. The lower leg of that K-shaped economy is going to be the people who got left behind, the people who have very few skills that are obsolete. Those people are going to lose their jobs by the tens of millions in America over the next few years. And I believe even during the Trump administration, he is going to be facing an unemployment crisis that we've never seen before, not in the history of our country.
So you're saying the age of stagnancy is over?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Like, you're either going to have to learn to up your skill set and up your game, and you're going to have to augment your intelligence by using AI along with your job, or you're going to be steamrolled by this because it's moving so quickly. And as I said, I believe that AGI, however people define it, has already been achieved and is going to be rolled out. And so, but look, when you use AI.
No, I was told by a high level billionaire tech person 5 years ago, they said, listen, we already have 18 wheelers driving coast to coast. They do the orders. They pick up the goods. No humans involved. They just don't want to tell people. That's what you're talking about.
Well, yeah, and let me put it this way. So Elon Musk is going to build 100 million Tesla robots. They haven't yet worked out the vision recognition, the behavioral model training in the robots, but it doesn't matter. As long as they have the hardware, you can update the software instantly, you know, 18 months from now. And with Moore's Law working on microchips, NVIDIA, Blackwell designs that are cramming more CUDA cores into the chips, and the incredible advancements of language models that are doubling in capabilities every 9 months, Elon knows that you have to chase where the hockey puck is going to be by 2030. By the time 100 million robots roll off the assembly lines, they will have mastered all of the software necessary to turn those robots into replacements for up to 80% of human labor. That's what Elon knows.
And hasn't AI reached escape velocity now?
Absolutely. There's no question. I mean, we've already seen Amazon laying off what they announced 30,000 people. We've seen UPS laying off what 45,000 people this year. And it's happening at Target and General Motors and Salesforce and so on and so forth. Well, again, they're either going to learn to use AI and become competitive in ways that AI cannot yet touch, which involves being more human and having divinity and inspiration, creativity, and the innovation that makes us human, or you're going to be left behind. You're going to end up on a UBI that Trump will be forced to roll out. There will be a UBI that'll be tied to a CBDC. You know,
explain that's universal basic income.
Universal basic income to prevent everybody from revolting as millions lose their jobs. The government will print money and hand out money to the masses, enough for them to feed themselves and maybe pay rent.
But you'll only get the stuff Gates wants, bug protein.
Well, exactly. There's going to be limitations on what you're allowed to buy. No ammunition, for example, right? And if you post the wrong things on social media, possibly under a future administration or maybe even under the current one, then, you know, hey, you might not get as much money next month. You know, this is the CBDC control grid system. First, people get thrust into poverty and desperation. Then they sign up so they can eat. And in signing up, they give up their biometrics and then they're controlled by the system. And the people who are going to be immune to this are people who, number one, own gold and silver. As you well know, Alex, you've been mentioning gold and silver for 25 years. And the people who accumulated those metals over those years, they're very happy today. And they're going to be able to have financial independence through all of this that happens. So there's a lot more to talk about.
Yeah, I want to look at the immediate. This is I can talk for 10 hours about AI, but the immediate about what's happening with Mike Adams, one of the smartest people out there. And then we've got Kyle Serafin went viral last week with insider stuff on the FBI and the battle of the DOJ. He's coming up. God bless you all. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Share those live feeds now. Here's the Paul Revere's. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra, Methylene, Blue, and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be shut down. They have a state receiver. Said it could be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
Hey, Chase. Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the Methylene Blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the Methylene Blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take 2 of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a New World Order government. And so, as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the New World Order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
You noticed when the Arctic Frost documents in the last few months came out in 5 or 6 pieces, the second most mentioned person in there is me. And we've had Pentagon documents, you name it, come out. It's, I don't think of myself as that smart, but having all these guests, I'm immersed in this. This is all I do. And so they're scared because they know we're way ahead of the trend. Mike Adams and I have guests on that are accurate. The guests I have on are people that are right. The corporate media tries to lie to you. They get teleprompter points. They're told what to say. Mike and I didn't talk before he came on. I've been trying to get him on for a month. And we're telling you, and you can go look what we say, what's happening. So what is the state of the AI race? Theoretically, where does Mike Adams see it going? And then let's move into them trying to pop the AI bubble, which I don't see as a bubble. The bubble's just begun. It's far from being a bubble. And does he agree with me that they're trying to crash the market right now? And what can come out of that? And what are their angles? And then what's his overall view on the Trump administration? And what it's basically become? We've got this civil war that had already happened where the average conservative doesn't want foreign entanglements, doesn't want war, isn't, you know, trying to be a servant of Israel. But the left thinks that division will somehow bring down Trump, maybe drive Jews back to supporting Democrats. So even though AI is the big elephant in the room, you've got AI and then Russia and war and China, and you've got all the cultural issues, but people are captured right now with the obsession with Israel, which Mike covers and I cover, and it's important. But then when people only have knowledge about that, and that becomes the only focus, and I see the corporate media and the left, and if I put out some anti-Israel stuff, I see it boosted no matter where it is. There's a force behind that trying to create a collision. It's not even anti-Israel, but I can see the establishment manipulating it. If we expose some secrets of AI, that'll be pushed down. So I'm trying to get the bigger picture of what the globalists... Here's the question, then. So I said a lot. What are the different... we know the factions, but the main Western BlackRock globalists, what's their position now? Are they losing? Are they winning? What are they thinking? What is their strategy when you look at all these pieces, Mike Adams?
Well, first of all, let me stay up front. I stand with Tucker Carlson, 100%.
I do too.
Okay, Tucker's an American hero, and he's done some of the most amazing journalism that we've ever seen in the history of journalism in this country. Secondly, to confirm what you just said, it's uncanny, Alex, how often you and I arrive at the same conclusions independently. You and I have not spoken for, what, 6 months or longer? We have had no conversations about any of this. And yet, through our own research and investigations, we arrive at very similar conclusions. And, you know, as far as what's happening geopolitically, civil war, in the conservative party, we have to keep it all in perspective. The big picture is the extermination of the human race. That is the overriding issue. And yes, sometimes, you know, look,
yeah, that's
I'm
prime
unhappy.
Directive of the globalist, whoever
yes.
runs it. And so why is that? Why is it depopulation?
Well, okay. So, but let me back up before I answer that. So COVID vaccines, those bioweapons were all part of this. And anytime, anywhere in the world where there's a war, including like in Ukraine, and why the UK wants to send its young men to die on the front lines against Russia, that's population control from the evil British Empire. They want to kill off their own young men on purpose. And they found that Russia is the most effective way to do that. And Russia doesn't want that job. They don't want to be the meat grinder for
Lindsey
the planet.
Lindsey Graham said, it's great. We kill Ukrainians, we kill Russians.
Exactly. But the European leaders, they know that they're facing domestic revolt if they don't eliminate their own people. And the best way for them, the UK leaders, who are just the most evil empire ever that has existed on this planet. I mean, that's who went after Trump with the fake dossier and all of that. And that's who ran the censorship campaigns against you and I and so many others and the so-called disinformation dozen. All of that came out of MI6, by the way. And it was laundered through the NGOs over to big tech. That's all a British operation.
And so was Crossfire, Hurricane, and all of it.
Yes. You got it. And this is one reason, by the way, why Trump is at war with the British Empire as it exists. It's a covert war. But that's why all the silver and gold came out of London earlier this year. I mean, man, this gets deep. You got to go into full Tom Longo territory on this to really understand that war. But Trump is playing 5D chess on that front, although I'm critical of him on other fronts domestically, et cetera. But doesn't matter. The big picture, mass extermination of the human population. And it's the Western nations that are pushing the fronting the leading edge of that extermination right now, whereas China, Russia, Iran, and other countries are not participating in that mass extermination agenda.
And so, that was the cardinal sin 5 years ago, the final deal with Xi Jinping. When he screwed us on rare earth minerals, when he double-crossed the globalists, that was fine. But when he said, have three kids, reversing one child, that's when the globalists went apeshit.
Yeah, yeah. And realize, I mean, since post-World War II, America had the currency, had the industrial output, had the technology, and had the engineers and the scientists that could invent anything. All of that has shifted now to China. China has the industry. China has 500% more STEM graduates compared to the United States. China has more than double the aggregate annual energy output, over 10,000 terawatt hours of energy compared to the United States. Who's going to win the AI wars in the long run? It's going to be China, because they have the power, they have the manufacturing, the microchips, and they're leading us in robotics and drone technology, rare earth extraction technology, as well as advanced materials. So what the globalists want, and I'm not, don't misinterpret me, anybody watching it, I'm not in favor of this plan. What the globalists want is a world that where all Western populations and white people are completely exterminated.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, guys, pull up Larry Fink a year and a half ago. He said the best economies are the ones that aren't having kids that are dying.
Right.
Remember that? He said it's good for robots.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
Guys, pull up what Larry Fink says the best economies are populations are declining. Sorry, go ahead.
They want China to dominate the world in technology, industry, and China is dominating now in open source AI. Some of the best models in the world.
And that's the official deal. The West controls the military, but China double-crossed that.
Well, right, but the military is going to be obsolete with the rise of superintelligence. An aircraft carrier won't matter when China has a superintelligent system that can hack your power grid and
it's
can
literally
take
the
down
new Battlestar
any city
Galactica when it just takes over your ships and turns them off.
And I believe, this is a prediction on your show, I believe that Western countries will fake power grid cyber attacks by China in order to turn off the power to their own cities to cause mass extermination of their own people. And these will be extended power grid outages on purpose, which will achieve die-off rates anywhere from 50 to 90%.
Well, Klaus Schwab bragged about that. He was like salivating over it.
Yeah. And Alex, I know a ton of people in the AI space, and they're smart people, but they have a blind spot. They don't realize the evil of the globalists. They don't realize that there is a depopulation agenda. What I hear from the AI crowd, you know, sort of the people who are allowed to speak about AI and technology is, oh, everything's going to be great. They're going to solve all the problems. You're going to live in infinite abundance. The government's going to give you money, and the government's going to take care of you like you're living in a zoo.
No, it's designed to shut down human systems.
It's absolutely. Humans will be exterminated. Look, the competition right now, data centers, what do they need? Alex, they need power, and they need water, and they need land. Those three inputs compete with humans. Humans
need
power. And
that's the key. The main opposition to mass globalist AI expansion, not micro-decentralized, is why are we told we can't have a house or car or air conditioner on behalf of the earth, but AI, as Eric Schmidt said, needs 100 times the power currently. Why does it get everything, but we don't? We're literally now fighting with each other what color we are. We should be fighting over human resources and have human coalitions that demand technology deployment that's pro-human.
Even worse, Alex, on the Eastern power grid, which powers 13 states, they have raised the power rates for the people in order to subsidize the power grid infrastructure build-out for the data centers. So the people are funding their own demise.
They are gouging humans to give basically free power to AI for the data centers.
To build out the infrastructure for the high-voltage lines that will power the data centers.
So black and white fight with each other, or people are mad that illegals get three times the welfare. No, the AI is getting the welfare. The AI is the greatest welfare whore ever.
Yes, and OpenAI is now asking Trump to backstop all their investment in additional expansion. Trillions of dollars of investment, ultimately, is what they want. So what we're actually seeing...
So we get blackouts and AI gets everything. They're training us right now.
Oh, exactly. And my friend Aaron Day, who I just interviewed, you should have him on. I think I had him on your show
once. We'll have him on tomorrow.
He put out a meme that said, pretty soon the government's going to ask you to sacrifice your electricity because we have to win the AI wars. So that's why they have to control your thermostat.
The UK said get rid of your dog or cat because of carbon tax. That's the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. But humans are going to be de-emphasized in the economy. Humans are going to be taxed to build the AI infrastructure, and then humans are going to be exterminated as soon as the AI.
So humans are going to level up, come together, and unify, or we're done. This is going to make us greater, though.
Well, both of these things are going to happen, Alex. So people like you and I, your audience, my audience, they're going to level up, man. They're not going to sit back and do nothing. They are learning and mastering using AI to like download everything. They're using their own brains and using AI as like supervised fine tuning, SFT tuning of their own neurology to super learn faster than any university could ever even imagine. Universities are obsolete, Alex. Even off the shelf books are obsolete. You could ask AI to teach you anything at this point right now. So our people are going to level up, but the masses out there that are, for whatever reason, don't know about this, or they're resisting it, or they're too late to the game.
The purple pink hair lazies that don't even know how to wipe their ass.
They're going to be destroyed. They're going to be absolutely destroyed. I mean, literally exterminated by the globalist systems that don't want them around. And if you cannot do better than a machine, they don't want you to exist.
And that's the key. Remember, any takeover grid is going to attack the weakest first. So people better level up now.
And all of these Western countries are on the edge of financial bankruptcy, including the United States, you know, with what, 40 trillion plus in debt happening, the UK, all these countries. How are they going to save money? Alex, you know this, you've covered this. If they kill off a bunch of people, they no longer have to pay pensions, Social Security, Medicaid, right? And then they no longer have to invest in the infrastructure of roads and streetlights and bridges and transportation and whatever else to support humans. They can shift all of that over to the AI data centers. And they'll save money on entitlements.
By the way, this is the Hunger Games. It's not life-imitating art. They admit that's the plan. No more roads, city-states, high-tech jet copters and craft. All, whoever's allowed to live is small agrarian farms, like we're a zoo or a museum exhibit, and then the new human, this super sapien, moves forward.
So I've got an incredible project. You got to come out and see it, Alex. I've got a 5,000 square foot facility that I'm looking at right here, a new building. This is a robot testing ground. What we are going to be doing is we're going to be purchasing robots and seeing if we can train them for off-grid living survival skills to augment people who want to decentralize. This is a testing ground for robots. Right here.
Hijack the technology for us.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So, I mean, we built out a whole new studio and a whole new building and everything. And we have our own data center coming online here. It's a small data center, but it's something, with a bunch of, NVIDIA Spark hardware and a bunch of Blackwell microchips coming in with, we're moving all our servers over here. We're going to be doing, and we've downloaded the entirety of all scientific knowledge that's ever been published on our planet. And we're going to be doing AI research using our own systems and robotics research here, all for the purpose of teaching people how to decouple from the control grid. And I can't wait.
Take control of the robots.
Yeah, like, can a robot help you grow more food? Not yet. But fast forward 2 years, yes, yes, the answer is yes. Can a robot help free up your time so that you can learn more and become more capable so that you can compete in this economy?
Well, let's be clear, instead of a scarecrow, you got to move around every week to scare the crows away and not eat your corn. You got a robot that's walking around at night keeping the varmints out. It's real simple. Wallet security.
The first robot I want is a weed pulling robot, because if you could just automate the weed pulling, then your time to grow food is slashed, right? But I want a okra picking robot, you know? I want a tomato harvesting robot. I want a robot that can till soil and use a shovel. That's not here yet because of the physical difficulties, but it's coming very, very soon.
But I saw this. The future will be primitive, off grid, with a node that's super high tech as the defense center, but you keep them divided.
That's right.
But it's two integrated systems.
It's going to look a lot like Star Wars, you know? Like some of the planets where, you know, they were living in like mud huts, but they had robots, you know, they had C-3PO. That's what it's going to look like for a lot of people who are successful in this. You're going to decouple from the cities because the whole commercial real estate industry is going to collapse. Absolute collapse. They're going to auction off salvage rights to go in and strip mine the wiring, the copper and the aluminum out of those buildings because that's the only thing that they're good for anymore. The cities will just die, especially in Western culture.
And there's going to be roving bands of criminals. So while you sleep at night, you've got your own program robots defending you.
That's right. You're going to have sentry bots running. You're going to have food growing robots. You're going to have research bots. You're going to have teacher bots, whatever. And this is part of the future that Elon Musk is talking about. And not everybody gets this, you know, because it's so different from where we are today. But if you're a capable human being, you're going to buy one robot first, and then you're going to buy another and another and another, and you're going to put them to use. Your life is going to get better. But if you can't afford robots, your life is going to suck, and eventually you're going to be on the extermination list. I mean, seriously, there will be no middle class. It's over in the years ahead. This is a pivot point for everybody who wants to survive and make it through the future.
And why can't we get the elites not go down this road? Still have innovation, but not do this. I guess the race of AI just builds into it that the most vicious is what's going to happen.
Well, there are a lot of doomsday scenarios that concern people. I share some of those concerns, but the fact that I've been able to overwrite the base programming of powerful base AI models tells me that I'm going to be able to take an off-the-shelf robot and we're going to be able to flash its memory and we're going to be able to retrain it. And so we're going to capture the Terminator. Yeah. See, there's a scene from Star Wars. That's what it's going to look like. For a lot of rural areas all across America, you're going to have technology. You're going to have the water harvesters, just like they had there.
And you've got to have communities that are self-sufficient, will work within themselves, produce That's extra right. product to sell. Self-sufficiency is going to be the key in the future.
And one of the key technologies for self-sufficiency is sodium-ion batteries. So lithium-ion is now obsolete. There's a Chinese company called CATL, C-A-T-L, that has invented and they're about to roll out production next month, actually, for their sodium-ion. Tesla's going to end up using sodium ion in their vehicles, no question about it. They last 10,000 cycles without losing their capacity.
Sure, and so they don't burst into flames. Here, so we innovate or die. So let me ask you this big picture before we got to go. What is your prognosis of the Trump administration? What happens to the Democratic Party? How long does the shutdown last? But this is the existential current threat. They're trying to crash the stock market. Will they be successful?
Trump needs to pivot strongly into a pro-America stance, in my opinion. Trump's failing on several fronts that his base expected, such as releasing the Epstein files and prosecuting the traitors, criminals, and people like Fauci that I believe, who was involved, I believe, in crimes against humanity. Trump is too cozy with Big Pharma. He needs to change that. He needs to get back to supporting the people. If he does so, the GOP can maintain their majority next year, and they will be victorious in 2028. But if Trump stays on his current path, in my opinion, the Democrats are going to sweep back into power in the midterms. They will impeach him, and they will take the White House in 2028. That's my summary.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's healthy because Israel's been out of control in our business. But when it becomes the only focus, so many people that have woken up only woke up to Israel. And I'm like, hey, can you look at China or look at AI. How do you explain that to them? Like there's other pieces here.
Well, Israel is so emotionally impactful to people. That's why it garners so much attention. And obviously, I have compassion for every human being. I want all humans to live in peace without suffering. But to put this in perspective, the global extermination effort that's being planned will murder 6 billion people, which even makes the Holocaust of World War II 1,000 times smaller than what's being planned. So, you know, Alex, we have to keep this in perspective. We're talking about a planetary-wide extermination agenda that's underway. Vaccines are part of it.
Oh, I guarantee you, when we post this video on X and Rumble, a third of the comments will be, why are you coming up for Jews? It's like a mental illness, like AI, folks.
Yeah.
War with China, Taiwan. It's like there's the left only cares about Israel. The right only cares about it now. And it's like, okay, we'll spend an hour a day on it. But guys, there's other things here.
There is a planetary-scale extermination agenda that has begun. And it's not a coincidence because of the rise of agentic AI and AI robots.
Why are the globalists obsessed, even before they got AI, from the time of Francis Galton in the 1850s, the British Empire, with human depopulation? What is this about?
Well, Jay Dyer knows the answer to that. And he's such an intellectual. And it's because ultimately, if I were to paraphrase it, it's because the globalists are run as a satanic death cult. I mean, they celebrate mass death and suffering. It's part of their occult energy system is to cause massive human suffering and death. That's why. And their aims for the planet are massive depopulation, massive destruction of humans, because humans are created in the image of God, our creator. And so this is a spiritual battle on top of everything else. And if you don't realize that, and by the way, I've seen a lot of Christians say, well, you can't use AI, like AI is the devil. Well, AI run by devils is the devil, but AI run by those of us who are pro-life.
Of course, it's like a truck can be used to run people over, can be used to deliver produce. A gun can be used, yes, to defend your farm or to kill people. No, that's ridiculous. We made AI. Yeah, God made us. It's a tool.
Well, and there's another fascinating conversation we don't have time for today, but I'll just mention that God created intelligence throughout the entire cosmos. And I argue that there's no such thing as artificial intelligence, that actually all renditions of intelligence are, in fact, what our creator intended. And you can find intelligence in, like, fungi in the forest. You
oh,
can
exactly. Find and in trees in that let off pheromones and everything. So,
yes,
so exactly.
In nature.
All of it is God injecting consciousness and free will into everything. And I totally
There are natural patterns of intelligence that exist in a universe. And what's happening with AI today is AI is simply tapping into that intelligence that's already pre-written into the cosmos because, and your audience will have fun with this, because we are living in a simulation, Alex. We are living in a simulated world created by our creator, our God. We are living in a simulation. And the simulation is only rendered when we observe it. And this is high-level physics. You've talked about
it. That's been proven with the double-slit things. Exactly. It's not that we're like a computer program. It's a true third-dimensional simulation, but still a lower level of God's consciousness.
And that simulation is consistent with Christian theology also, because what do they say? This world is a test. It's not the real world. You pass away from here. Your consciousness goes to home, to the real world, to be with God, because that's where the creator sits, who created this world that we are temporarily a part of. And then we are developing our own so-called AI in this world, thinking it's artificial, but it's not. It's actually natural intelligence, just as the cosmos is infused with that natural intelligence. So that's probably a whole show.
It's the opposite of entropy. God's creation gets more advanced, not less.
Well, exactly. And any time that you combine any kind of network of information, whether it's biological through brain neurology or whether it's through silicon, what happens is natural intelligence emerges. And see, here's the thing, Alex. Even the frontier AI model scientists, they don't even know how their models have become so smart. They don't know.
I've talked to top chip makers. They say the AI, for a decade, they don't even know how it works.
Nobody knows because all the theories that they're working on of linear computational theory, that's invalid. That's not how this works. It actually taps into
what scientists, Rupert Sheldrake, called. And that's why so many former atheists that are top engineers are now don't believe that. They go, no, this is.
Morphic fields, morphic resonance, Rupert Sheldrake. That is a key to understanding how AI works. And I don't think anybody's even talked about this. I should probably write some articles on this, but I don't even have time. I'm too busy.
Well, I know you gotta go. Can you do 5 more minutes on morphic fields? You want to leave?
I have another broadcast from this studio, but I can join you Monday. I can come back Monday, but I can't stay today.
Yeah, you
got to
quit playing. I know you've been busy, Mike, but I forgot. It hasn't been a month you haven't come on. It's been 6 months or a year.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I'll come back Monday.
Done well, Lord Vader. Naturalnews.com. We'll talk to you soon. Get it booked right now. We'll talk to you soon. By the way, tomorrow in studio, noon, we've got Russell Brand and more. Saturday's transmission. Stay with us.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger, faster, louder.
to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Plus radio stations, a bunch of cable and TV stations join us at 6 after. We're going to Kyle Serafin, the top FBI whistleblower of all time. And man, I like Kyle, you know, interviewing the last few years, but he's batting 1,000 right now. It's actually pretty scary. And I don't have a hard on for Cash Patel or Pam Bondi or any of these people. It's just that, as Steve Bannon said, if we don't start indicting these people, we are screwed, blued, and tattooed. So we'll go to him coming up here in just a few minutes. Then Rob News hosting the War Room today, 3 to 6 p.m. Harrison is under the weather. He's been really, always done a great job. He's really getting more powerful, more intense. It's beautiful. But what an interview. I mean, Mike Adams, the talk show host part of him is like 10% of what he does. That guy is a computer scientist. He knows what he's talking about. And this is such an insane time to be alive. But let me do this, because I've done like three 30-second plugs today. And I've had the accountants and the crew explain, Alex, when you plug 2 minutes an hour, because nobody watches the commercials, even though a lot of them are entertaining, everything's like on the show, like on TV or anywhere. It's like what you say during the show. If you just plug 2 minutes an hour, we wouldn't be in the red half the time. So I'm just going to say this. My broadcast is not hype. I don't come up here and say things for attention. I can do super entertaining shows that would be more palatable to the general public, but aren't as effective. Instead, you get super academic discussions, because I think you're smart. And I think the message is the medium. I think the message creates the person. The globals want to dumb it down to dumb people down. I want to gauge it up. And I think you're just like me. And I think in general, you are. A lot of you are smarter than me. So it's real simple. I can spend hours on ultramethylene blue. We have the best medical grade. Kennedy takes it, the head of HHS. We have the best medical grade made in Florida. It skips the oxidation process in the steps, two steps. It energizes the mitochondria. It supercharges the neurons. It detoxifies. And I'm mad at myself when I forget to take it. In fact, I haven't taken it yet today. So I've got some hibiscus tea here. I just realized today, like, I haven't taken this in 2 days. When I do take it every day, oh my God, it just builds up. It does incredible things. So, and it was developed in Germany in 1875. They found that rats that took it lived twice as long. Yeah, it's super staining. So they use it as a clothing dye. That's the non-medical grade. It doesn't matter. It's like a dual use. Like, you can use cherry juice as a dye too. Or, you know, charcoal. But it doesn't mean that's not, you know, it's main use. Charcoal can detoxify the body as well. Nothing like this. All of you on the fence, just simply to say, does this show deserve to be supported? Does it do groundbreaking things? Does it need to be boosted? See it as a donation. Go to theoliveshowstore.com. Order ultramethylene blue. It's 50% off right now. That sale ends Sunday evening. We got enough in to be able to do that sale. And get it Now, if you're on SSRIs or anything else, you can't take it because it's strong, folks. You got to talk to your doctor first or check online with ChatGPT or whatever, Grok. Hey, I'm doing this. Because it's not a placebo. It's not a joke. All right. Because people jump off buildings if they're on SSRIs and take it because what it does. I mean, seriously, they go psychotic. It's like because it's that strong. So get yours now with the Irish sea moss. What's that do? 93 trace vitamins and minerals, the very best organic iodine. We have the strongest 40 grams equivalent per serving of the gummies, the pills. I mean, anything we sell blows you away. So just see it as like, okay, 99% of you never buy the product. We appreciate you tuning in. Please share the articles and videos. What I'm saying is go get ultramethylene blue. Take only a half a dropper at first. And within 30 minutes, 99%+ of people, and it was like over 500 people, like three of them didn't have an effect, have instant energy, clarity, focus with no letdown. You are missing out if you don't take action now. Get your ultramethylene blue, the very best methylene blue you're going to get. TheAlexJonesStore.com, sale in Sunday. Take action now. I thank you for support. But all you on the fence, you are missing out. What do you have to lose? Believe me. Get it. You're going to love it. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
You know who's going full steam ahead with the wrecking ball at the White House?
President Trump bulldozed a third of the White House last week.
It's all being replaced by a massive ballroom.
He's ripping up the East Wing to build a grand gilded ballroom.
Construction workers yesterday began tearing down a portion of the East Wing of the White House to build President Trump's new ballroom. You guys, I don't think he's planning on leaving in 3 years.
The entire East Wing of the White House is now gone, irreparably.
I'm happy to announce Operation Big Balls.
Society, God's gift to ballroom notoriety, and I always fill my ballroom. The event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls. I've got big balls. They're such big balls, and they're dainty big balls. And he's got.
Bulldozers are tearing up the facade of the White House's East Wing, clearing the way for President Donald Trump's new ballroom.
You hear that sound? Oh, that's music to my ears. I love that sound.
It's going to be bigger than the White House itself.
The demolition sparking outrage today.
And that is more destruction the White House has seen since the troops for the British Crown burned it down the War of 1812. And Donald Trump is tearing down the White House. It's all part of the president's new ballroom project.
Operation Big beautiful balls. That's what we're going to call it.
I don't remember asking for a ballroom.
Trump continues building his multi-hundred million dollar ballroom.
And we're now at $350 million.
Barry tore up the White House and spent $400 million in taxpayer money during a recession. And what did he have to show for it? A basketball court.
And Trump's using donor money to build all of it.
Trump's spending less. $300 million on a big, beautiful ballroom, and you're not paying for it.
The government's paying absolutely nothing.
The ballroom is going to be glorious.
I made the balls a little larger as a tribute to my manhood.
The biggest and most beautiful balls of them all.
Oh, we've got big balls! No one elected big balls.
Big B-A-L-L-S, big balls here.
Personally, I voted for big balls. Elon Musk does. Now, I aired that because you tune in the corporate media. It's one of the top stories. Trump's lavish. He's rich. He's built. They tore down a little piece of the building to build this giant new thing because you think the U.S. executive branch would have a ballroom. Everybody else had them for hundreds of years. We don't. Turns out Trump and Obama's first administration trying to be nice to him said, I got a group of donors ready to build you a ballroom. They have the meetings in tents. But Obama's building looks like a North Korean death camp or something, $800 million, another $200 million to finish it. Why are we talking about that? It's the perfect distraction while we're in day 37, 38 of the shutdown and all this is happening. So Trump came out yesterday. Steve Bannon's been talking about it. I've talked about it. If we don't clean house at America's Praetorian Guard, at the DOJ and the FBI, we're done. And yeah, we got three indictments of Comey, Letitia James, and of course, the famous, you know, neocon war criminal John Bolton. And I know the inside baseball on this. They bring people in to say they'll do it. Grand juries indict. They sit on it. It is a mess. And then you've got Cash Patel, who's 180. And again, I don't have a hard on for Cash Patel. I want Cash Patel to be real, but I'm not going to lie to people. He runs for FBI director saying, you know, Ray flies around to private events on a jet. And then he's even worse than that. Well, yeah, we'll play the clip coming up. But that's a side issue. But that's something the public can get. I get why Sever focuses on it. What about, like we talked about last week that went viral, fighting with Tulsi Gabbard that we first broke in the 17th or 18th of September, a week after Kirk's killed. He says, we're not looking at any of the trannies that said he'll be dead tomorrow. Clearly, I got told. They're like, he'll be dead tomorrow. See, I told you. Oh, let's not even look at them. And we're not going to look at foreign involvement. I didn't say Israel killed him. The left said they were going to kill Kirk. They celebrated. I'm like, they're prime suspects. Got Trantifa for killing people at Catholic churches, Christian schools, everything. But now you've got this civil war going on, you know, with the Tucker Carlson Fuentes thing, and you've got Mark Levin and all of them. Oh, you, no matter what you do, we're taking you out. And you've got Josh Hammer saying, oh, we're going to take care of you like a fox in a hen house and neutralize you. And I'm not saying Israel did it, but like, this is like, if I wanted to be incriminated, this is what I would say. So we're so distracted with ballrooms and with, Tucker Carlson interviewed somebody he shouldn't have, while AI war goes into high gear, while Russia takes over Ukraine. Day 37, 38 of the shutdown, massive flights, you know, average flight 3 hours delayed, almost a weekend of SNAP benefit shutdown, consumer confidence plunging, food banks almost totally out of food, some completely out. The lights are all flashing red here. And you've got the Washington bureaucracy that just won't change and won't even give us a bone. They are their biggest threat. People say, well, just abolish the FBI, abolish all this. Okay, great if we could, whatever. The point is we can't even get to agencies reforming themselves because they're in their own bubble and all they do is defend themselves. They can't see the biggest threat. So Carl Serafin takes over right now. I mean, I'm going to be hosting with him, but I've been ranting here. Because he knew Cash Patel. Cash Patel, he had a lot of his talking points until the confirmation. That was on record.
And then Cash Patel flips and targets Senator Grassley, exposed it and said he and his other whistleblowers, we know much, most stuff about Biden and what they did because of this guy and a few of the men. And then they flip on him and Grassley gets mad and tells him he flipped on you. Well, why'd he flip 180 in one day? Who is he compromised by is the question, because there's no doubt he's compromised now. And so we have to admit this to ourselves. We have to find out who the bad actors are. Now, they brought in the AG of Missouri to replace him. It's not for Bongino. So since he was on last week, huge interview. I mean, I saw, without even looking for it, TikTok, Instagram clips, 20 million, 10 million views. I mean, it went viral. I got a bunch of calls from Congress about the interview. I got a little extra death threats. Got some other little interesting things we're not going to talk about on air. But let's just say they did not like last week. So what did I do? When I get threatened last week, I start begging Saturday, Sunday, come back on. Because that's just how I am. I'm an asshole. It's fight or flight. When I get attacked, I don't run. I attack. It's who I am. And he's like, well, I got to get more info. I'll come on. So finally, I twisted his arm to come on. Because if I'm getting threatened to not have you on, we better do it. And he wanted to wait till you got ready with all this new info. So there's so much to cover in the 45 minutes we have. Kyle Serafin, Kyle Serafin on X. People can find you, KyleSerafinShow.com. Kyle, we definitely, TheKyleSerafinShow.com, Rumble.com/KyleSerafin. We have definitely struck a nerve last week. And you've done a lot of that. Like if you were, you know, you're like Red Adair. Every time you drill an oil well, it hits, it's gold. So I'm told we got something big here. So if they're really after us now, let's just double down right now.
Okay, here's the worst part. First of all, nice shirt, Alex. It's nice that we could coordinate today. So that's fun. I was wearing this. You were already wearing this. I didn't even look.
No, we called each other because, you know, we were in the love.
We texted pictures last night,
the swan boat.
That's right. Texting pictures back and forth from the bathroom mirror, all that kind of thing. So I am not able to say the thing, and I said it earlier on my podcast, and I will tell you what it is, but I can't prove it just yet to you, but the proof actually exists.
Well, you've never been wrong yet, so just tell us what you think.
This is going to be the worst one, Alex. This one's going to be, there are literally years of me saying the thing that I said, and when we go, and people are going to be able to pull the record, and they'll know that this has been consistent.
So you're saying we're going to be in even deeper trouble now.
I just posted it on my X feed, and then I don't know how else to react to that.
Pull up Kyle Serafin's feed right now. You've got the floor. 12 minutes to break. I'm going to shut up. Tell us what's going on here.
This morning I said it on my podcast with about 85% certainty. I'm 99.9% certain that the FBI covered up what happened on January 6th. But it doesn't matter that you think that. The question is can you actually show that there's actually evidence? And I think we established the evidentiary trail. And it's really freaking damning. This whole scenario with my friend Steve Baker, who's been out there talking about it. He's given the breadcrumbs. A lot of people have properly identified the identity of the pipe bomber from their speculations. We've seen people that have nothing to do with it. They have no evidence whatsoever. They're just reading what my friend has done with 4+ years of really hard work and hundreds of hours of analysis of video. And he's put together a really, really conclusive case that indicates that the identity of the pipe bomber is now known to parts of the United States government and certainly to my friend Steve Baker over at The Blaze and a lot of people.
Yeah. So I was going to, I only learned about this last night. And Glenn Beck, by the way, when it comes to investigations, is the all-star. They know. And it's a high-ranking government official.
That's close to accurate. I think it's not so much
high-level, high-level person.
Let's say high access. I don't think that high level is really the right term. So high level would mean somebody that has a senior position, and that's not the case in this case. However, access to power, authority, and in sort of the in the
and
room
we
when
the
things
bomb
happen.
Being planted right where Kamala was coming to meet, so it's obviously play the victim. They're trying to blow up Kamala ahead of time to boost her for the run.
This is going to be I'm struggling for words, and you know that's not really my thing. I don't know how to say this without compromising what they're doing right now. But I can also tell you that I'm rattled because I've got a window open on the other side of one of my screens here.
Well, here's the thing. You sent me 15 minutes into the shooting in Minneapolis of the Catholic Center and the kids, the guy, the picture, the FBI sent it to you. because they were worried they were covered up. So we know you've got
My sourcing is very good. This is worse than that because this actually goes back for years. And I think that we're going to be able to establish the link that the Bureau from basically the first few minutes after. I don't think the FBI planned what happened on January 6th. I've been convinced of that since the time because I worked out of the Washington Field Office.
No, that's how they work. You know, they use NGOs, compartmentalized intelligence groups. The FBI is just given a script.
The FBI's job was always to go out and prosecute the people and run down and do the dutiful job of what I've been calling the good Germans or the good Americans. They said yes, they went out and prosecuted people, and they did so on evidence that was
sketchy. Let's start Here's something I want people to think about. You had a lot. I didn't even know it was about this. I had this ready to ask you, but come on. It's about to break. They say, well here, let's do this. Here's Glenn Beck with a great investigative journalist that you were just talking about. Here it is.
I think it is the biggest scandal of my lifetime. There is a major development in the January 6th pipe bomber investigation. Blaze News has the exclusive. Its lead suspect is at the highest levels of government. And Steve joins me now. How long have you been working on this story?
I've been pulling the threads on this for exactly 4 years.
If anybody ever wondered why they made such a big deal out of arresting Steve, this is why.
I was so shocked by what I saw, I immediately took it to a source in one of the most important, highest level investigative federal agencies in the country. And I said, you have to see this. After they looked at it for about 2 hours, the response that I got back was, holy F, he's one of us.
And when you find out the position, this now will implicate so many people at the highest levels. What's your confidence level in this story?
I can give you forensic estimates, the analysis of the hooded bomber on the evening of November 5th compared to the gate analysis of this individual in private life and at work. The actual software hit at a 94% accuracy. Then human analysis from the experts in intelligence is much higher. They've looked at it and went, my God, that's it. You've got it.
In a world not gone mad, this would be a best-selling book and a major blockbuster movie. When it all comes out, this is going to involve everybody. I mean, this is really bad. Really, really bad. This apparently just has to be done right because of national security, I'm gathering. Is that right?
That's correct.
And so they've got to take care of things they've got to take care of. Then the story will be released.
You know, we always hear that. And I know that Saravan has impeccable sources as well, but the bad guys already know the story. So, okay, why not release it now? And then when are we going to learn this?
Well, that's a really good question. So as I understand it, the intel community is flipping and they are pushing aggressively. And there is some internal conflict related to this story because, Alex, you know this too. The way that our government plays, whatever group is in power, whatever sort of organization is in favor, they're going to either lean to the left or to the right. We're going to have Democrats or Republicans, and they go to friendly media and they lean on them and say, you will not share this story because if you do, then your access to us will go away. Now, the problem with that access-based journalism where you're going to essentially be a mouthpiece for whatever your favorable people in. It is, but the real danger is all you're going to get then are stories about how the government thinks the government's doing a great job. And so you're not going to get the real story, which is what we used to actually think that our media's job was to do. They were supposed to go out there and hold account, and they were going to go push really aggressively on people. And when they did, that's when we used to award them journalistic prizes, and they would bring down institutions. The goal of journalists used to be, can I get the story that takes down somebody doing real corruption?
Yeah, you're supposed to keep the government honest.
And they don't. That's what we hope that they would do. But they've basically been, they've been looped in. And when we talk about a mockingbird media, what are we saying? We're saying that for access, we're going to give you the stories that we approve.
Sure. So I guess they're telling them national security. And that means the FBI.
That's what they're doing.
But I don't believe. Listen, at a certain point, justice be done. I'll tell you what I would do if I had this. I just fire missiles. I'm done.
I agree with
you. I'm done. I'm firing missiles.
There's two reasons why this isn't happening, I think. First of all, Baker is trying to protect sources, which I think is admirable, and I understand that need. And so That's the major, I think, equity that exists there. I'm with you. Dan the Torpedoes, full speed ahead. Steve Baker and I had a phone call after you and I agreed to do our this appearance. I got a phone call from him about 2 hours ago, and I've been on the phone ever since with Friendlies, making sure that they know the story, they know the information. I've sent a couple of files over to them.
Yeah,
so that
the sources not know how much danger they're in, how big this is. They got to get it out now.
I am afraid that they're going to off this person, and I don't say this lightly. Like, you ever see me come on and just do
before
like
this? But you and I are pretty smart. Like, explain this. Like, so your
listen,
instinct
I don't come on
now
and do hype. It's not, I'm not a hype guy, and I'm not a tune in next week, and I'm going to give you the full story. If I got the story, I'll tell you. If I don't have the story, I'll tell you. I've got the story that Alexis Wilkin, the girlfriend of the FBI director, has two FBI agents, and they're trying to do an international tour. So I'll tell you that. Like, my friends hit me up, and they tell me stuff. These are transactional things I find out about the Bureau. This is a long-term government plot, multiple agencies. We've all sort of instinctively thought that. Everybody said it was a cover-up, and it was a put-up job, and it was a frame, and it was an op, and all this other bullshit. At the end of the day, if you don't have facts, you have speculation and nobody cares. The fact of the matter is that Steve Baker ran these things to ground. And he
and bottom line, the House of Cards
today.
Is the House of Cards is coming down.
Listen, the last piece of one of these things that has no logical purpose whatsoever just linked things that I've known for years and he found out today. And when you put those things together, I think the implication is that the FBI has been complicit in a cover-up of January 6th since the beginning. The people that work there now are just as suspect as those that were there before. If you are in leadership, including the director and the deputy director, you either are dumb as shit and you have no business being in that job, or you are part of the problem, and either way, you are unfit for that office.
They were planning something much bigger. If they could have provocateured people with zip ties to go in there, they were planning something way worse. While the script was worse than Pearl Harbor, they were planning a bloodbath. Thank God it basically fizzled and dudded.
This is what I think. I've talked to Steve Baker about this on long form, and he's very long-winded to get to the point. But I think very directly, his belief is they were trying to get people riled up. He called it the rope-a-dope, where they set up a perimeter. There was a fight and a clash with Capitol Police. They pulled back from that perimeter. They incited more aggression by pulling back and giving them space. So they came and tired themselves out another barrier. And while they were doing that, they were whipping people into a frenzy with what are called less than lethal rounds. But they were using them in a way that would incite outrage and danger. And you saw people getting shot in the face. I think his name was Jacob Black. I can't remember his name exactly, but
well,
one of the guys got shot in the face.
Because back then I had a lot more money, and I still got to get him. I wanted. I had guys that were former Delta Force, like the guys that captured Saddam, all like the cream of the cream. And I didn't want to do an advance deal. They go, "We're going to do an advance deal." It took us hours to get to the ellipse, the crowd, and the phones weren't working hardly any. But my other crew got calls, and they go, "Here's the text." They're like, "They're planning a setup down here. They're planning to take the Capitol. We're seeing major evidence of intel down here. This is a setup." Then it stops. Then I'm let out halfway through from a speech, and finally a call gets through. They go, "Get down here quick. What we said's happening." So, and people that don't know, the Delta Force and stuff does regime change. So they know what they're seeing. So we had these guys in there. They immediately saw this that morning before Trump even spoke. They're saying, "You got to abort. You got to abort." So my point was they saw the setup. Those are guys that do that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, operators who've worked overseas in color revolution type work for the agency, the CIA, or for other, you know, more overt type options. Yeah, they know what this stuff looks like. But my guess is, and Baker has been telling me this for a long time now, we've been talking, he and I have been talking for at least 3 years about this. I believe that they were trying to incite an incident where somebody used a weapon and killed a staffer, killed a member of Congress or the Senate.
Provocateuring his agents and provocateurs to get them to kidnap people. That was the plan.
And but for the grace of God, this country would have basically experienced martial law, I think, broad spectrum. If you guys recall the attitude and the outrage of this event, which was essentially a multi-hour riot that happened not long before then, they drove Donald Trump into the bunker, like not 6 months earlier, and I was outside the bunker the next day. So this seemed like a setup. Everybody's always said it. The question is who did it? And everyone always said, well, it was a Fed insurrection, it was the FBI, and they put it up, and then they went out there and knocked the bowling pins down. I've never believed that. It's never made sense. And I'm fairly confident right now we're going to find out that this came out of Congress, that these were either a congressional plan, that there's a congressional agency involved in it,
okay,
but there's probably one intelligence component.
I texted you last night on other subjects, but yeah, that's Mike Pelosi, her daughter, Democrats, Capitol Police, subgroups, planning the bomb.
Yeah, the question has always been, can you prove it? Because everyone's speculated based on the things they've said and the way they've operated and who would have had the, you know, who would have gained from it. The question is can it be proved? And I think that that's exactly what is about to be dropped out there. Baker has essentially found the chink in the armor.
So once you find somebody who's actually done it. I don't know yet. Give us a hint. You just said Congress, so it's Pelosi.
Well, I don't know that it's Pelosi either yet. That's the other thing. And it could be someone that's even more it could be more diabolical than that. But let's be honest about what goes on. The people that were involved in the outside, the riot
control, the Capitol Police officers. Government.
The people who were involved in the, in maintaining that riot control were the United States Capitol Police. And they answered to two people.
They answered to the Speaker of the House and the Senate majority. How would a right-wing terrorist know unannounced where Kamala Harris is going to be in an office building? I mean, come on.
There's no answer. There's no answer. You got the bumper music. I'm telling you, this is going to get really, really ugly, Alex.
Yeah, I think so. Stay there. We'll be right back. When does this break? So I want to know.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effect that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effect that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
We'll be right back.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
They call me a drifter, they say I'm no good, I'll never amount to a thing. Well, I may be a drifter and I may be no good, there's joy in this song that I sing. Saddle tramp, saddle tramp, I'm as free as the breeze and I ride where I please. Saddle tramp, saddle tramp, at night I.
All right, so I had like five subjects and big stories with Carl Serafin that I was working on. So I had that ready, and I was going to bring up the Glenn Beck thing. And when Beck says he's got it with this great investigator. And I'd already been told this 3-4 years ago by investigators, and then with the new DOJ people, oh, the pipe bomb, oh, my God. So I'm just going to go ahead and say it because it's already out. We're not blowing the investigation. They wanted to flush him out. It is a Capitol Police officer, is the prime suspect, tracked back by the cameras and everything. And let's just say they're looking for him, her, right now. So we know the enemy already knows a lot of this. So the point is I'm not giving out anything that's going to hurt the investigation. But then I was talking to Kyle during the break. Sure enough, we got an FBI cover-up because this will bring the whole system down. We knew, and I always said this, not just Kyle said it, no, there weren't FBI agents breaking through the windows. It was Antifa, it was intelligence agency people, it was cutouts, it was volunteers, it was NGOs. But the FBI was there to then push the narrative and go after the people. But this is so seismic. And again, Kamala Harris was at this office park. Whatever was supposed to happen, even FBI agents blew the whistle and said, though that pipe bomb is the dummy bomb we train on. We knew that 4 years ago. So there was some bigger plan. We don't know what it was. Probably, you know, claim MAGA tried to bomb Kamala Harris or detonate something and say it. We don't know. But we know, the cops know, they're walking by this bomb like it's no big deal. They got kids across the street right there. When cops have a real bomb, they pull back 2 blocks. They're walking right by, they're picking it up like, you know, so they all knew they need to be subpoenaed. They need to be drug in and the whole house of cards could fall on something like this. Kyle, this is so seismic. And I know you don't want to compromise the investigation, but the enemy already knows a lot of this.
Yep.
They're running scared right now. And I said this to you. I said, are you worried they're going to kill her? The female Capitol Police officer that's the prime suspect. And you said, absolutely. Sure. That was the next point you were going to make.
So yeah, I've gotten 3 texts from my friends who are former intel professionals. And they're like, is that person going to be alive on Monday? And I said, I don't know. And that will be.
And you can look at the frame. This is a woman.
A lot of people have speculated on this for a long time, Alex. People have seen it. But of course, the footage was deliberately degraded by the FBI. This is something that,
and parts of it cut out.
On. Definitely cut out. And then more importantly, like there is missing footage for about 17 hours that would clear up a lot of the questions that people had. And instead we get the snippets and disjointed garbage. The fact of the matter is Baker and the sort of wild researcher that he works with, somebody on X called Armitage, who I follow as well, has a very small footprint, but is incredibly good at just locked in on this stuff. You know, here's the story that I've been.
Say that researcher again. We want to give them credit. People, we're going to put that on screen.
Yeah, it's Armitage is what his goes by, but his handle is actually like Acebat. I'll send it over to you guys in a second here. I'll type it up and pull it up because he has one name and the other one is the actual handle. But let's be like really clear. The fake inert nature of the pipe bomb itself and the pipe bombs. I said that the first time that I've ever spoken about it. Whenever this is going back years ago. I've been doing this out loud now for about 3 years and change. I first did my public interview in September of 22. So you can basically do 3 years and a couple. Like whenever I first started talking about the pipe bombs, the understanding that I had from a couple of days after January 6th was looked very bomb-like, but inert. That's what I was briefed when we were doing a follow-up of a person that was of interest to the FBI. So my team was doing surveillance, and the reason I asked was like, hey, is this a real bomb? Because I wanted to know, how close can my team get to this person if we're holding surveillance? Are we looking at somebody who might blow themselves up or blow the place up? What's our security posture need to be? What's our perimeter distance that we want to hold? And so you want to know those things, and so I asked, and they were very open about it. They were like, yeah, it looked very bomb-like, inert devices. They didn't use the word training devices, but that's probably what we assumed they were. And then I was just talking to a buddy of mine who I've known since I was in the FBI Academy, and he and I were talking. He goes, yeah, you called me at the time and we talked about it. And he had a friend at FBI headquarters that was high up in the bomb unit, what they call the special agent bomb technician or SABT program. And there's also another piece of it called Render Safe. And he was like, yeah, everybody was like really open about it. Nobody claimed that it was a real bomb. And then you go back to the congressional testimony, and Steve D'Antuono, who people will remember was the special agent in charge of the Detroit field office when the Whitmer nonsense went on. He was the assistant director in charge of the Washington field office on January 6th.
So these Steve D'Antuono's name. This is a false flag specialist.
I don't know what his deal is. I don't know if he's just a useful idiot or if he was deliberately involved in being, part of this. What he did, though, is very unusual, Alex, and I'll let you decide what you think about it. He was interviewed by Thomas Massey under oath for the Weaponization Committee in the discussion about January 6th, and my name was brought up spontaneously. He didn't need to mention Kyle Serafin, but he did. And he said, I don't know what Kyle Serafin knows about explosive devices or whatever, but like I'm told by the people down at Quantico that it was a viable device.
So it shows you're living rent-free in his head. He's telling you.
Yeah, why would you bring up what Kyle Serafin says about explosive? Now, by the way, I'm not an explosives expert, but I put over 100 hours on the job training in the military with explosives, and I've done conventional, and I've done, improvised explosives. I've done electric and non-electric demo. I've played with detcord and C4 and dynamite and everything else, and we put together gunpowder charges.
But regardless, the bomb experts came out at the time and said that's a training device.
So it's not like I don't know what I'm talking about when I look at a bomb. I have the training manuals from when I was in the Air Force.
But regardless,
still
we now have it about, when does it break? I get they're flushing them out right now, and
we're literally hearing that there may be a warrant being served right now for all I know, and I don't know the answer to when this story can come out because there are multiple equities involved, including people basically fighting for credit of this. You can imagine this, and let's just debunk it right up front. The FBI director right now is in China. He's on the ground in Beijing or thereabouts. So
let's get to Cash Patel in a moment. I'm not trying to interrupt you, but I want to do that.
What I want to tell you is the FBI director is not in town. The deputy director has made nothing about this and recently retweeted a BS video saying there's a $500,000 reward and the FBI is looking for this person. All of those are proof positive to me that the FBI has been trying to cover this thing up and they're not actively doing
it. So let's go there. You're saying Bongino is currently trying to cover up.
They're all part of this. And so, like I said, they're either incompetent to a point that is basically criminal, or they are involved in the malfeasance that's been going on. And
well, you know, the first thing when Bongino and Patel came in, deep state looks at anything they've got. You cheating on your wife, whatever. Clearly, they both act compromised.
I agree that they act compromised. I don't have evidence that that's the case. What I do is I look at people and I see their behavior and their words. And what I heard was that Dan Bongino was going to solve three cases. We heard about it right up front. He went out on Fox and said there are three cases of critical importance. One of them is the Dobbs decision leaker, which I'm not even sure is a crime, but whatever. He said he was going to solve that. The other was the White House in the White House cocaine.
Who cares?
And they were going to solve that. That's also not been solved. It's also like the Secret Service purview.
It's a dead end. It's a perfect distraction.
Bongino went out on countless versions of his podcast and said, I have a bulletproof source inside the FBI that knows the answer to this and knows what's going on and is going to be able to crack this, and we're going to get to short order. They've been doing this for now 9 months.
So do you think they're using knowledge of the Capitol Police running the pipe bombing hoax as leverage?
I don't think, though. I think there's got to be other leverage. I mean, look, Cash Patel is in bad shape. The guy he lied for his confirmation. That's very obvious.
I want to get to that. But separately then. So
yeah,
what I'm hearing not from you is the time frame is very quick on this. The system's panicked. When do you expect this to break?
I mean, I hope they break it immediately. I hope they break it this afternoon and just decide, let's go guns blazing because the story needs to come out. More importantly, thousands of lives were destroyed because of this. Remember that they used terrorism enhancements on January 6th with no evidence of terrorism. And as far as I can tell,
they arrested thousands that went through velvet ropes. We feel sorry for them. Right. They're great. But this will bring down the whole system, and January 6th is an inside job. This will just...
It has to. Yeah, no, it has to. And like I said, multiple government agencies involved. So we're going to find out one thing. And this is actually the only thing we're going to find out, Alex, because I don't know the answer to this. We're going to find out what kind of country we are. I think we're going to find out, let's call it in the next 96 hours, we're going to decide where Americans are going to be able to see whether we're a country that says you cannot execute like an Operation Valkyrie against our government and our people and Americans who want to protest. And maybe some people had a riot and they should have probably, you know, gone to jail for property damage for a couple of months or got community service. We're either that kind of country where we're going to destroy the agencies that did this, or we're going to be the kind of agencies that say it was really isolated. It was one person. That person happened to just overdose on pills this weekend. And then that's it. No more curiosity. No
but
more
we
questions.
Have the cover up, so we know it's not a lone woman. So that's my question.
We know it's not.
Yeah. They're not going to be able to cover this up. So. If they try
I'm not
to spend,
let it happen.
Yeah, so.
And
what is the aftermath of
this? Look at my historical comments.
What is the aftermath?
Can look at my historical comments. I've been saying the same thing about what I said, and I'm going to tell you that the things that I said that we always were like, well, maybe the FBI just got it wrong on that day. And what I'm telling you is that today I found out, I got a phone call, we discussed it. I didn't get it wrong, interestingly enough. I've said the same thing for literally years. I've well documented.
Yeah, the FBI wasn't running it, but now covering up is an accessory.
And they started it almost immediately, and that stuff is going to be very apparent. And I've been reaching out to colleagues and former colleagues, people who've left the Bureau, to make sure that they're on board with what we saw and what we knew. Because they can't run away from this as an agency. And again,
well, moving on from the FBI though, the Democrats in general and the Capitol Police that we know are the ones
that Democrats
the
and
fake
Republicans,
arrest.
Alex, this, so, what so, we're talking about here is a whole of government that closed ranks and numerous agencies that are not necessarily intertwined or related, but apparently must share either ideology or goal or action plan. And so, like I'm kind of rattled by this because I don't know the answer.
Oh, I am too,
because
they have no way to spin this. When it turns out the Capitol Police staged the pipe bomb, which we always heard that 4 years ago.
Sure, that's
they are not getting out of this.
Individual parts are not wild. None of the individual parts of this are incredibly damning or wild or unbelievable, or you'd go, oh, no one's ever said that before. The question is, can you actually prove it? And do you have a path to prove it? Is there a clear evidentiary chain? If you say it was a setup, okay, well, who did it? Well, we don't know. Fine. Then you can't do a start. If you say, well, it was a member of Congress,
but now the proof's coming out.
Now we're honed in. Now there are people, and Steve Baker, and I'm going to keep saying his name because the man should get a Pulitzer Prize for the work that he did. He spent hundreds and hundreds of hours doing things that nobody wanted to do. And here's the best part of it. He did it without subpoena power. He did it without access to government records or the ability to do a search warrant or to pull any of the stuff.
No, he's a hero.
And they
tried to destroy him. So, but look, here's the obvious thing we already said.
They arrested him. They put him in cuffs and they walked him out. I mean, this is the craziest
story. Well, let's just start over. Tell that story. Listeners don't understand how big this is. I haven't followed it. The obvious thing is they're going to kill this lady. I mean, I already said it, but the next move is she's dead. I mean, you know.
That's the most obvious path, and that would be really, really telling. And I really don't want that to happen. So lest, you know, anyone think that you and I are sitting here celebrating that, like, we're just looking at the pragmatic approach. Steve Baker is such an interesting character for this reason and this reason alone. He was on with Brianna Morello the other day on your program or on your, you know, your network. The fact of the matter is the man was a journalist on January 6th. He walked through the Capitol and he participated in documenting the events that day. He was then charged eventually by the FBI. First, they solicited him for some really aggressive charges. They ended up walking him back to misdemeanors and he pled guilty on the hope that Donald Trump would come in and do a pardon, and he was pardoned. But before all of that, they arrested the man. They put him in cuffs. They walked him out of the Dallas field office. They put him in the back of a car. They drove him to the federal courthouse there. They put him in a cell with a couple of meth heads who were in for dealing methamphetamines.
Well, let's be clear, they did it because he was investigating this.
100%. And there is more stuff that is not my story to tell yet, but people are going to understand that the FBI identified the danger that man represented to them. And I'm going to just go out, and I don't do much like on the self-promotion end, but I think that they actually realized that the fact that he and I were connected is really problematic
oh,
for
no
them.
Oh, no kidding. They attack you everywhere, but you're always like,
I have my former supervisor who was my boss for 18 months, who writes a hit piece on me over at Town Hall every 4 to 5 weeks. And it is the nastiest, salacious bullshit that you could ever imagine. The other day he went out and posted that I am likely an asset for the SVR or for the MSS. So apparently I work for the Russians or the Chinese. Let's just put it this way. I don't give a shit if the American government actually stands. I don't care if they destroy the whole thing and burn it to the ground. If it is complicit in this, it should all come down.
Well, here's about Kyle. If the American government stands. The literal targeting of Catholics and the pedophiles in the schools and everything. Here's the good news. I'm not mad at you, but you spend too much time even defending yourself. Everybody knows they're full of crap.
It's so wild to see the reaction of the machine, and you wonder, you're like, why? What I'm saying is not that insane unless it touches
the other live wires. Well, if they were smart, they should reform now. I mean, it's like people want it. We want to have a...
They blew it.
We want to have a comeback story. We want this, but they just won't do it. So going back to this, for those that just tuned in, we're going to hit the other subjects of cash, tell the rest of it here in closing.
Sure. Yeah.
But I've known this for a long time, but now we know. I was told years ago, Capitol Police, a woman, now they've got it. They tracked it. They've got it. Report is they've already search warrants. I don't see how they spend this. I mean, this is going to be, I don't know how they sit on this. That's why I want to just get it out.
Right. They are going to, this is why it's so wild and volatile right now, because how do you spin something that is basically 4 years and somebody has gotten the jump on you for half a decade? They've been working the story. They've nailed down all of the pieces of the tarp that you would normally try to wrap this thing up with. So how do you go and squirt your way out of that? And the only way is if the people who knew things were not able to connect with each other and put all the dots together and say, not only do I have the dots, like here's the pieces of the puzzle and we see the entire picture, right? We have the entirety of, I don't know, the inside or the outside. We've probably done the inside of the puzzle. If you've ever done a puzzle where it's like, you know, I do it with my kids all the time now. If you'd have the entirety of the internal of the picture, all we're looking for is who's the rim? What are the straight pieces on the edges?
Yeah, the edges are the easiest part.
They're going to be the easiest parts because the guts of it are all there. So now we just have to say, well, only blue can go up here. So we need a blue up in the left-hand corner where the sky is. And only green goes down here because there's grass. And only brown goes over here because it's dirt and road. We're only going to be finding the easiest parts of it. I don't know how you cover it up, but there is a strong desperation right now that people are losing their ever-loving minds. My buddy hasn't slept in a week, and he's been calling me. Like, he calls me at all hours of the night at this point, which is really amusing for me because I've got a 60-something-year-old, you know, investigative reporter calling me from the East Coast who hasn't slept in a couple of days, telling me new crazy things, and we're able to connect more dots. And this morning, I think we connected maybe the most damning one, at least for the FBI, because that's my role. My role is always
been. How were they able to discover her? Tracking the cameras back to the house or how?
So they're doing gate analysis, and he's basically looked through. I'm guessing here, so I don't actually know that this is what he's done, but I'm pretty confident because I just know what you would do logically. I think what Steve has been able to do is take gate analysis of every Capitol Police person who was on duty on January 6th and every congressional staffer.
Explain what gate analysis means.
Yeah, gait analysis, GAIT. It's a biometric that has very, very high consistency with high probability of assessing correct accuracy. You got a fingerprint, that's biometric. You got a retina scan, that's biometric. You got DNA, it's biometric, right? Gait analysis is the way that you walk combined with your frame and your size and the way that your body moves.
Yeah, for decades it's been like 99% of good software, so it's how you walk.
It's in the high 90s of capabilities. I think
it's the lines of your body. It's your, you know, it's like when I saw the one little shot of the people that robbed the Louvre for Napoleon's jewels. I said, those are North Africans, probably Algerians. Because I looked at who's the main robbers, who's the main crime, Algerians. You know, North Africans have that kind of skinny look. It was North Africans. I don't need an AI to do that, but AI knows how to do it even better.
It does it faster through larger groups of data, and then the human analysis tends to be a little bit more accurate when it comes to fine-tuning when you have a little bit of additional context, right? So, you know, gait analysis, very simply, it's how does your human form move through time and space, and does it look the same? And the fact of the matter is, we all pattern ourselves. We've got a foot that's a little bit longer than the other one.
I've got an Achilles that's gone. I limp. Everybody knows I walk like a gorilla.
So it's very conclusive. It's an established form of biometrics, and it's used for things just like this, where you have the face or the rest of the sort of other things you do for identifying characteristics masked. And so Steve Baker did the gait analysis to find out who this person was, tracked it back. Then you start figuring out, okay, where has this person been and where have they done? And once you have a place to start, which is what he did, then he spent all of the time. The story isn't who gets the name first, which by the way,
it's a black woman.
It's not.
Not really. I didn't actually talk. I was just saying, really? Well, who is it?
I could have stopped you. I would have stopped you. But here's the thing. You'll see why you thought what you did when the answer all comes out. The fact of the matter is the first person to jump on the name or thinks they're breaking the story that they didn't actually do any of the work on Twitter, like, shame on them. I've seen Ivan Raiklin go out there and claim, like, that's my scalp. It's like, dude, F you. You didn't do the work on this. This was literally hundreds of hours, probably thousands by the time you put the team together on it. They did all this stuff, and I'm not saying it because it's not my story. If I could come on here and break a story for you, I would, Alex, but it's not mine and it's not done yet. And we are probably in what is like I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm waiting for a phone call. In fact, Baker actually called while I'm sitting here talking to you. And so this is ongoing and this is an active work of collaboration between journalists who scooped the government and all the billions and billions of dollars of resources. The FBI alone is an $11 billion asset. When you start figuring out what Capitol Police have, they've got tens of billions of dollars as well. The number of dollars that could have been thrown at this problem and were not. And allow people to just consider
this. Let me give you the initials. Is it SK?
Yes, yeah, of course, but let's just leave it off for now. Just let it go. People have already assessed this correctly, but it doesn't mean that that's the story. What you've done is you've basically, you skip to the end of the movie, but you don't know how they got to the movie, and the story is
it's
the
like
only
having
thing
a novel. You read
matter.
The last chapter.
It's irrelevant. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference because that's not going to tell you where the problem is. It's just going to tell you
so,
a person.
So
that
what
was
I
in
saw
it.
That day it was a long story.
It's Pelosi
listen,
Alex,
was quarterbacking
the,
it.
Imagine if I just told you that
is that why Pelosi
Kennedy
just resigned? Is that why Pelosi's leaving?
It's a hell of a question, and there's certainly an interesting they said that they were going to announce it. She said she wasn't going to run again.
Well, I'll just say it. So it's a white woman, mm-hmm. and she is extremely skinny. That's why I said North mm-hmm. African, but mm-hmm. yeah. So that's right.
It's. Yeah, I mean, it'd be the equivalent of me just yelling out like, oh, like if Kennedy gets shot and we just said, it's Lee Harvey Oswald. And you're like, well, what? That doesn't tell me what happened. You know, like, well, how did that happen? And of course, like, maybe there's more to it. So the fact that
well,
you have
obviously,
on
who put
name,
her up? So let me ask you this in closing.
Yes, that's the question.
She plants the bomb,
yes.
The fake bomb, right where Kamala's going to be in an hour. The cops show up. No, it's not a bomb. They don't act like it's a bomb. They're not worried when kids go right by it. They're picking it up, not scared of it, which no cop trained with bombs does. So
Alex, it's even
weirder
than that.
What was the larger plan then, do you think? That's speculation.
So the crazier thing is that the original bombs were not actually dropped in those locations. Both bombs were discovered in probably either secondary or they were discovered in like an audible type location that nobody was expecting. So the initial bomb drops, one of them was outside the Congressional Black Caucus. And it was put there, and apparently there were some pieces that fell off, and it made it even less operable than it was previously and looked even less convincing. And then it ended up over at the DNC, as I understand. So the bombs were actually moved, and the footage of them being moved.
First we were going to bomb the black people. Oh, perfect.
Right? So the story is going to be why there, how did you choose your secondary targets, who picked up the phone and called you and told you where to put them when you realized that like it wasn't seen. There's a lot more to this that is going to be what was the original plan? What was the follow-on plan? What was the contingency is what you might say, if something didn't go right, if you got caught? And
sure,
and,
so who's sweating bullets right now?
I think there are parts of the intelligence community that have to be sweating bullets. There have to be people that are actively inside the current FBI and retired FBI that are probably shitting their pants right now. And then on top of all of that, you've obviously got the Capitol Police, which I did a whole episode on the other day, talking about them being a Praetorian Guard. If you know about the Praetorian Guard, you mentioned it earlier, they were known initially they were a protective force and they were used for the Roman emperors, but eventually they had to be disbanded because they were basically a blackmail and extortion operation against the people they were supposed to be protecting. And our current Capitol Police has the ability to do that. They're around these congressmen all the time. They're able to see what they do. They know who's done what and who's done who and so on and so forth.
So it's a perfect deep state plug-in.
And they get away with all kinds of wild stuff to include people
like,
why
was Lieutenant
Byrd there in the first place?
I'm doing a special Saturday show tomorrow with Russell Brandt at noon. If you can pop in with new developments, we'd love to have you on like 1 o'clock. But just in closing, 1 minute left, Kyle Serafin, thekyleserafinshow.com. Cash Patel, boy, he's in a lot of trouble.
He has to be. Yeah. And he's in China right now. He flew on the jet that he blocked access to and he flew off to China, touched down in Japan initially, then went to Korea, was there for a night or two. And now he got dropped off this morning, which was the afternoon there for them, I think, in Beijing. So, our FBI director's not here worrying about this thing. And this really is, this is the tower, the house of cards that you talked about. And if they could pull this and why he's not here for it, it's because he didn't know because they didn't expect this to ever come out. I don't think they ever thought that we would be able to, that somebody would do it. And it took an independent journalist to do it. Not somebody accountable to some corporate media bullshit and not somebody who works for the government, it turns out. So ain't that a shame? But the truth is going to make its way out. It's going to be ugly.
I know you got even bigger news and so much the new Epstein stuff coming out. Maureen Comey using blackmail, according to witnesses, and telling Epstein he'd let him go. Carl Serafin, thecarlserafinshow.com. Thank you so much. Let the producers know if you come on at 1 p.m. tomorrow, 1:30. If you've got more to say, thank you so much. The War Room coming up. Stay with us. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit is awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.